Chapter 17, Some Pintar. And more. I feel air moving across my entire body as I start to wake up. It's warm and humid in the cabin, even with the windows open, and in my sleep, I've kicked away the light blanket. I force my bleary eyes open, and the first thing I see is that I'm surrounded by the forms of three naked children who are sound asleep. Not a bad way to wake up, all things considered. I let my gaze drift over their fit young bodies. Beside me, one of the twins, I can't tell which one, is sprawled out on his stomach, turned around with his head at the foot of the bed. At the extreme other side of the bed is his brother, on his side and facing away. Finally, there's Audrey, who is nestled right up next to me on her back in the middle of the bed, her legs comfortably splayed apart. My heart skips from the love I feel for her, overjoyed with the knowledge that she has the same feelings in return for me. And very happy that she enjoys the physical pleasures of open and free sex just as much as the twins or I do. I sigh in satisfaction as I look around, barely in need of lifting my head to get a great view of all three holes I had my cock in just a few hours ago. I'm a bit surprised at the lack of remorse I feel as I think about what happened last night. After resisting the urge to go all the way with Audrey for as long as I did, and then with the temptation of these beautiful boys being left in my care, you'd think I should feel the tiniest bit of shame for giving in and molesting them. But I really don't. The kids knew exactly what they wanted, and they had a wonderful time exploring their sexuality with me. Their first day of really experiencing what sex is all about went pretty much as ideally and pleasurably as anyone could ever want. Why should I be ashamed about that? That it was the best sex I'd had in years, maybe ever, that was just icing on the cake. It would be nice to be able to just lay here and ogle over their sexy bodies, but nature is calling. I carefully scoot my way down between them and pad to the bathroom. As I relieve myself, I catch a whiff of the smell of sex wafting off of my body, so I hop into the tub for a shower. I've always been really light on body hair, but it feels a bit weird to wash my junk and feel nothing but smooth skin where my pubes and treasure trail used to be. I like it, to be sure, but it's still weird. When I come out in my robe, the kids haven't moved a muscle. I admire their forms again for a moment, but then drag myself out to the kitchen to start making us some breakfast. It doesn't take long for the aroma of eggs and toast to wake the twins. I'm flipping a simple omelet over in my frying pan as they stagger out of my bedroom, one rubbing his eyes while the other scratches his back. Of course, they're also both still unabashedly naked, their junior-sized Morningwood proudly standing at attention. "Morning, Mr. H," they mumble in unison. "Good morning, boys," I reply, grinning at their complete lack of modesty. "Is Audrey awake?" They both shake their heads sleepily. I'm not surprised. She got quite the workout last night. But then, so did these two. You have a good sleep after. I nod meaningfully toward their erect dicks, you know. Everything we did? Perfectly synchronized smiles of satisfaction grow on their tired faces. How do they do that? "Yeah, I slept great," replies one of the boys. I look down to his groin and see the telltale birthmark just above his cock. This is Evan. Geez, how will I ever tell these two apart if they aren't naked? "Me too. I was really out of it," says Owen, absently running his fingers over his freshly shaven bare pubes and then giving his cock a quick tug. "That's good," I say. I pause before my next question and am further interrupted by two slices of bread popping up from the toaster. I toss them onto a plate and begin spreading a pat of butter over the toast. It's a little awkward, but I feel I should ask. "So, guys, how's your, you know, your buttholes doing? Everything feeling all right back there?" Owen lets go of his dick and reaches behind himself to run a finger over his rosebud. He turns to his brother for confirmation. "Maybe a little sore?" "I guess," Evan says as he performs his own casual self-examination of his back door. Then he grins brightly up at me. "But I'm good, I think." "Yeah, I'm good too," Owen agrees, nodding enthusiastically at me. "It was totally worth it. It was so awesome. Do you think we can do it again?" "Oh yeah, can we?" Evan asks me with equal enthusiasm. "I'd be okay to do it again right now." "Me too," Owen adds quickly, as always on the same page as his brother. But then I consider something else. In the last 24 hours, I've helped introduce these kids to some new and delightful things, but I feel like I'm being selfish, wanting to just fuck the twins again. Instead, I should be thinking more about them and offering to educate them on more sources of pleasure. After all, we're not going to be alone here for all that long, their parents will be back tomorrow afternoon or evening. They won't have such free access to Audrey for any longer than that, either. So once they're back with their parents, they won't have anyone to safely and regularly play around with. Other than each other, that is. My internal light bulb suddenly switches on. Oh, shit. They'll have each other. I place the plates of food in front of the boys, and they happily attack their meals. As I load up a plate of my own, I try to consider the reasons to not suggest what I'm thinking of suggesting to them, including the possibility that they might get freaked out by the idea. But frankly, I'm confident the positives outweigh the negatives. Sitting down at the table with the twins, I clear my throat. So guys, regarding after breakfast, having some more fun, I'm just now thinking that you could try something a little different, instead of the same thing as last night. Owen's eyes widen. You mean instead? You want us to do? IT. To you? Evan's eyes grow just as wide in obvious interest. I honestly hadn't been thinking in that way, and I chuckle. We could also try that. But first, I had something else in mind. What do you mean? They answer, perfectly in sync. I mean, have you considered that you could try having sex with? I raise my eyebrows and wave my hand back and forth between them, well, with each other? It's interesting to watch their faces as they process what I've just said. For a second, they seem lost in their own thoughts, then they glance at each other tentatively at the same instant. They stare at one another for a long moment, not saying a word yet somehow communicating. I swear they have some kind of twin telepathy. They don't really stop looking at each other as Evan finally replies first. I don't know, Mr. H. Wouldn't that be kinda gross? Adds Owen. I shrug. Any more gross than what we did last night? They look with uncertainty at me and each other. This is tricky. They're on the fence, not enthusiastic, but they're also not rejecting the idea outright. Considering what they've done with me already, I could probably get them to do anything I want. But I prefer that they make their own decisions. I never felt like Glenn manipulated me into anything back in the day, and I don't want that to change now that I'm the adult. I decide to just explain things as I see them. Okay, the word for the kind of things we're talking about is taboo. Most people usually consider things that are taboo to be wrong or forbidden, but regardless can be fun and enjoyable if you want it. In fact, the thrill is often even greater because it is taboo. It can feel good to be naughty and break the rules. I point out towards the beach. Just yesterday afternoon, you did a lot of taboo things and broke a lot of rules. Sex between you two and Audrey, at your age. Even though all three of you loved it, I think you know you can't tell your mom and dad about that. The boys grin and nod in understanding. Then there's what the two of you did with me, I say, pointing to the bedroom. I'm sure you've been taught since you were little to never let an adult touch you the way I did. The twins nod again, more soberly. That was very taboo and extremely illegal for me. I will definitely go to prison for years if you tell anyone about that. And yet, based on how excited you were a minute ago, it seems neither of you has any problem with anything that happened. We don't. They reply in chorus, both visibly upset by the idea that I could get into serious trouble after our exploration. Owen is downright agitated by the idea. We'd never tell anyone, he promises me. No way. Chips in Evan in agreement. I give them a thankful smile. I appreciate that. But my point is that now you've already seen how you've been told that certain things are bad and you shouldn't ever do them, but it turns out not all taboo things are bad for everyone. If you try something, and you like it and aren't hurt by it, it's your choice. Even if you can't let everyone know because they wouldn't understand. I wave my hand back and forth between them. Doing stuff with each other is exactly the same. I'm sure you know the term incest, and most people would indeed be upset with you if you tried that kind of play. But they don't have to know. I shrug. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to, but the way I see it, if you feel safe and happy with what you've done with Audrey and me, how could it possibly be worse if it's with each other? Who cares about you more, or is looking out for you guys more? Than yourselves? Right? Neither one of them says anything to that, not out loud anyway, but they are looking at each other quizzically. I figure I shouldn't put pressure on them. You know, you guys should talk this out privately. We can all Wait, interrupts Evan awkwardly. If we did want to. You know. Mumbles Owen, Try something. The question is cut off as we hear a noise from the bedroom. It's the adorable sound Audrey makes when she stretches. A moment later, she saunters in to join us, gloriously and shamelessly nude, and my heart skips again. It is impossible to not admire the sensual form of her body, including her pert breasts and completely bald little pussy. Damn. Good morning, guys. she proclaims cheerfully, already wide awake. She slides between the twins' chairs and gives each one a quick kiss and a tight body-on-body hug. Even with their deeply tanned skin, I can see them both blush. Then she comes around the table to me. "Good morning, Scott," she proclaims, her eyes twinkling. Instead of a standing hug, she hops up on my lap and straddles me while planting a deep, tongue-wrestling kiss on me. My hands fall onto her little S cheeks to hold her while I grow to full staff beneath my robe. "Oh, wow. Good morning, indeed." I pat her butt and break the kiss. "Enough, lil bit." I playfully admonish her as she smirks at me. "Let me get up and make you some breakfast." "It's okay. I'll get myself some cereal," she replies, climbing off my lap with a sly look at my groin. "You don't have to get up." I snort and swat at her ass again. She squeals happily and scurries to the cupboard. I direct my attention back to the twins, remembering that we were interrupted. "Sorry, you too. You were saying," Owen stares at his plate. "It's nothing, Mr. H." "Yeah, it's nothing," agrees Evan softly. For a moment, I'm confused. The boys had just been sounding like they were warming up to the idea of sexual play with each other. Then it clicks for me that they are still hung up on the taboo nature of that. And that one of the people they think might be grossed out by them thinking of doing stuff like that is now standing at the counter pouring out a bowl of Rice Krispies. Usually, I'm not the type to force a sink or swim situation on anybody, certainly not a couple of young boys who have reason to be feeling vulnerable at the moment. But the twins don't know Audrey like I do, and I absolutely know how she will feel about this whole incest thing. So I waste no time. I look both of them in the eye in turn, and as calmly and reassuringly as I can, I quietly say, "Please trust me." Then with no hesitation, I call over my shoulder, "Hey, Audrey. After everything that happened yesterday, what would you think about Evan and Owen if they were to want to try messing around with each other?" The boys instantly gape at me in mortified horror. But my instincts about my young charge are correct. "Oh?" Audrey exclaims loudly, turning to the twins. "That would be amazing. I kind of was figuring you were already doing stuff together. But you haven't yet?" Shell-shocked, the boys shake their heads. "Oh, man. This is awesome. Can I watch it? Please, can I watch?" "Hold your horses, girl," I say, chuckling at the twins' wide-eyed expressions. They haven't decided what they want to do yet. Audrey squeezes excitedly as she finishes pouring milk on her cereal. "If anything," I add sternly, causing Audrey to quiet down as she dashes to the empty chair at the table beside me with her bowl and spoon. I raise my eyebrows at the boys. "So, how about it? You still need to talk about this privately? Because it really is okay if you do." There's a brief moment where Evan and Owen do seem to discuss things, only without words. Then they both look down at the table shyly but in Audrey's direction. Owen speaks up first. "You sure it wouldn't be? You know. Too weird?" finishes Evan. Audrey smiles widely. "No," she tells them. "I think it would be really cool. I would love to be able to see it." They finally lift their eyes to meet her gaze. "Please, please, please, can I be there if you do?" The twins glance at one another again, but this time with small grins while blushing. "Okay," they mumble in unison, drawing a happy squeak from Audrey. And a big smile from me. "That's great to hear, boys," I tell them. "When are you thinking you want to give it a try? I figure they'll have to work up to it." But apparently, the Thompsons are a just-do-it kind of family. Their grins widen, and they jump from the table, exposing their cocks to Audrey and me. If their hardness had flagged at any time after they sat down, there is no evidence of it now. Clearly, these boys are completely turned on by the idea of experimenting together and had only been holding themselves back all this time because of their fear of scorn from everyone else, and perhaps even from each other. Without that burden now, they are keyed up to go. "What should we do?" they ask, almost shaking with excitement as they eye each other up and down. Since neither of them answer each other, I'll assume the question was intended for me to help them. "Go to your bedroom, guys, and just start feeling and touching each other. Do what feels good." They giggle and run to the larger bedroom with the tidy made-up beds. I direct my attention to Audrey, who is already on her feet. "Grab the coconut oil we used last night and bring it into them. They may need it. I'm getting my camera bag from our room." We dash about to retrieve our items, and then I follow Audrey into the twins' room. We find the boys on their knees on one of the beds, facing one another, each one with his left hand on his brother's hip and his right hand already busy carefully exploring his brother's stiff penis. They're not wasting time. Your hand feels just like mine, one of the boys breathes as he watches his cock being fondled. The lack of a birthmark on his groin tells me it's Owen. Evan is also staring down, his jaw slack. Yours too, he mutters. But not knowing exactly how you're gonna touch it. Makes it feel even better, Owen moans quietly. I have my camera raised to my face now. Is it okay if I take pictures, like yesterday? I ask them gently. They turn briefly to me, full of trust, and as expected from these little exhibitionists, they smirk and nod. I begin snapping away rapidly as they concentrate on each other again. I feel and hear Audrey beside me, maneuvering to see all she can see. Evan drops a bit of spit onto his cock and Owen's thumb, Owen follows suit, and they start handling their respective shafts a bit harder. Without a word, Audrey leans forward and presents the can of oil to them. The boys pause for an instant, then they both tentatively dip their fingertips in and go back to grasping their brothers with more lubrication, pulling themselves a little closer as their hands begin stroking in earnest. They get into matched rhythms, beginning to pant with their foreheads resting together and their hips and wrists thrusting faster and harder. It hasn't even been a couple of minutes, and they are both wanking hard and breathing heavier. I suspect that this first experience isn't going to last long. But then they both stop, seemingly on the same page that they don't want to finish quite like this. Sure you want to do this? Owen gasps. Yeah. Evan rasps in reply. They gesture back to Audrey for the oil. Then they mildly surprise me when they bend over and spread their knees, hurriedly reaching behind themselves and starting to push greased up fingers into their own rectums the same way I had done for them last night. They're going to fuck each other already? Well, they're quick studies, I'll give them that. I snap a bunch of photos while they work on their task. They have their holes relaxed and lubed in no time while their cocks remain erect and ready. Who's up first? Asks Evan. Then, without hesitation, they launch into a rapid-fire game of rock-paper-scissors, matching their throws at least 6 times before Evan's paper finally covers Owen's rock. The whole decision-making process is done in a matter of seconds. Evan grins in victory. I'll start behind you, then? Okay. Replies Owen with apparently no hard feelings at all, getting on his hands and knees and presenting his ass to his brother like they did to me. Evan positions himself on his knees behind Owen on the bed. Audrey is leaning in on one side of the boys while I frame the action on my camera screen from the other side. We watch as a shaking Evan presses the tip of his cock to Owen's partially open asshole. Ready, dude? Evan asks with nervous excitement in his voice. Owen sounds equally excited. Yeah, do it, dude. Evan grips Owen's hips firmly, and then all three kids make aroused noises as Evan's preteen penis is swallowed shockingly quickly and smoothly by his brother's ass. Evan holds himself still for a moment but quickly pumps in and out with accelerating speed. The twins are both grunting in time with the clapping of Evan's pelvis against Owen's butt. Damn, this is hot. This is so hot. Murmurs Audrey. Horny minds think alike, I guess. I continue to snap photos. The boys have only been at it for perhaps 30 seconds when Evan stops, panting hard. Dude, I'm too close. Wanna switch? Fuck yeah. Is Owen's enthusiastic reply. Evan pulls out and turns around, dropping to his hands while Owen scrambles to assume his new position. Again, they both moan out with intense pleasure as one boy penetrates his sibling's anus. Owen immediately starts thrusting. Holy shit, dude. You're so tight. He mutters between grunts of exertion. Evan just moans in response. I'm getting pretty aroused as I crawl down to the floor to try to get a new angle between Owen's legs, hoping for some shots of his balls slapping against Evan's. But before I can get the camera up to my eye, Owen has also stopped short. Shit, I'm close to coming, too. Switch places again. With that, he pulls out and waits for Evan to straighten up. I realize that the boys have only ever experienced doing it doggy style as Owen starts to turn around to assume the position again. Wait, I interject. Owen, just lay back and pull your knees up and wide. Owen doesn't hesitate to flip over, landing on his back, and in a moment, he is wide open for Evan, peering wildly up at his brother past his straining erection. And now. Just go for it, I instruct Evan, pointing him to his target. Evan scoots up to Owen as fast as he can and positions the glands of his member into the distended opening, letting out a shuddering groan as he fills his twin's hole again. This time there is no hesitation. Evan starts fucking Owen hard immediately, driving himself into Owen with repeated loud claps of skin on skin, accompanied by moans of young adolescent pleasure and incoherent curses from Evan. The way they are looking at one another now is going to make the photos I'm taking even better than the ones a minute ago. Once more, Evan is at the precipice but is unwilling for it to end just yet. Your turn again. He cries as he pulls out again and falls back onto the mattress behind him. Audrey is vigorously rubbing away on her clit as Owen climbs quickly between Evan's legs. I capture the moment perfectly with my camera as Owen thrusts deep back into Evan, letting his torso fall lower and hover over his brother. The intimacy between them is palpable. And then, Owen really goes for it, fucking Evan's ass for all he's worth. Both boys' lewd noises are louder and more intense than ever now. It's pretty obvious neither of them can last much longer. I really wish I was recording the audio, but great erotic pics will have to do. It's again only a matter of a dozen or so seconds before their gasps get deeper and harder, signaling the approach of the point of no return. Only this time, it appears Owen has no interest in holding back as Evan did moments ago. Owen lunges forward over and over as hard as he can, grunting louder and higher, then quivers and whimpers through what looks like an absolutely tremendous orgasm. I record a look of complete bliss that explodes onto his face as he starts gasping desperately for sufficient air in his lungs. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Dude, come on. Mutters Evan tightly, trembling in arousal with Owen's cock still twitching in his butt. Owen continues struggling for breath, for a moment not acknowledging his twin. Evan is desperate now, as well. Dude. Owen. He cries louder. I'm gonna blow. We gotta switch again now. Sorry. Owen gasps. He sags backward, his cock popping out with a squelch, followed by his back hitting the mattress. His rock-hard rod bounces off his stomach and produces one last glob of semen, which runs down the length of his cock to his crotch. In a frenzy, Evan leaps up and pins Owen's legs open by the back of his knees. He buries himself heavily into Owen's ass, wincing urgently. He takes just four hard and fast thrusts, accompanied by a loud, high-pitched cry with each thrust, and then he falls forward into his brother's arms, yelling out in ecstasy as his huge orgasm overtakes him. I zoom in with my camera lens from behind them. It is incredible to watch incestuous cum leaking out of Evan's butthole and running down over his hairless ballsack. Not to mention watching those cute balls jump a little with each shot of semen he fires into his brother's bowels. This is so fucking sexy, and I'm overjoyed to be here to witness this. When the height of Evan's cum has passed, he pulls his cock free from Owen and collapses in exhaustion to the bed beside his equally tired twin. Facing one another, their arms and legs wrap around each other's bodies naturally. As they share a close embrace while panting for breath, they find themselves nose to nose, staring directly into one another's eyes. I cannot believe my luck as I press the shutter on my camera at the exact moment that their eyes flutter closed and their lips touch, their first kiss since they were probably toddlers. One light kiss is followed by another, and then more kisses that are much deeper and more passionate. Between photos, I glance up at Audrey, and I chuckle at the look of wonder and happiness on her face. She might as well have hearts for pupils in her eyes. She's so delighted. Finally, after an intense tongue-lashing session that probably lasts longer than their lovemaking, the twins gently back off. Again, they share a deep gaze that seems to convey more to each other than words could. I snap a final photo of this intimate embrace, then motion to Audrey that we should back off. I don't know if they intend Audrey and me to hear it, but we do regardless. Love you, dude, they both murmur quietly. Audrey makes a tiny aw sound while I smile at the cuteness. It is adorable. I'm pretty sure I get what the boys are feeling. I don't think they've fallen in love with each other, but rather they've deepened their existing tight bond to a whole new level. No matter who they meet in life, boys or girls, men or women, these two will always have a unique connection to each other that will live on, no matter what. They just love each other. No other statement can describe how they feel. That's awesome. I've never really been into incest as a kink, but now I can see why so many are drawn to it. Audrey and I leave them to snuggle for a bit while we return to the kitchen. Her cereal is a soggy mush by now, so she dumps it out and prepares a fresh bowl. I flip through a sampling of the camera's images, thrilled at the pictures on the small screen. They're even better than I thought. I pull out the memory card and bring my laptop to the kitchen table so that I can back up the files before anything can happen to them. By the time Audrey finishes off her breakfast and my file transfers are complete, the twins emerge, somehow looking at once both embarrassed and proud of themselves. You two were incredible. Says Audrey. Thanks for letting me watch. The boys blush again. You're welcome, I guess, mumbles one of them with a cute smirk. I glance down at his semi-chubbed cock. Birthmark. Evan. Geez, I need to hang name tags around their necks. Owen is also a bit bashful now that his hormones have calmed down. Glad you enjoyed the show? Audrey most certainly did enjoy it. It was so beautiful. And hot. I almost had a cum just watching. This comment does nothing to reduce the color of the boy's cheeks. My little girl then leans forward and lowers her voice. So, what's it feel like to do, you know? Bum stuff? She asks scandalously. She's funny, acting like she's being all confidential, but I'm the only other person around, and I'm sitting at the same table not 3 feet away. She could yell at the top of her lungs, and the amount of privacy in her question wouldn't change. The twins exchange shy grins. It feels, I don't know. Pretty nice, I guess? Owen answers. Yeah, adds Evan. I mean, it feels a little weird at first. Like, having a great big shit, but in reverse. If that makes sense? The boys are getting less embarrassed by the second. But like, there's a spot in there that feels all buzzy when it's rubbed in and out. Owen turns to Evan. You know? He asks. Oh, yeah, for sure. Exclaims Evan. Up in here, right? As he presses his finger up underneath his ballsack. Owen nods and pokes his finger to the same spot. Right, exactly. I almost came last night just from that. Audrey hardly had to touch my cock at all. Evan nods enthusiastically in agreement. I feel my ego gets inflated a little more at this testimony. My dick also grows a little more, if I'm honest. Audrey interrupts at the mention of my name. What was the difference between how Scott's thingy felt in your bum, compared to yours? I mean, she smiles apologetically, he is bigger down there than either of you. Did it, you know, hurt? Compared to with each other? The twins shoot a questioning look at me. I spread my hands in invitation. It's all right, guys. Please, everyone. Be honest and open here with each other. We should all tell the truth about what we like, what we want, and what we don't want. If not, that's when someone gets hurt. Both of them smile in understanding and turn their attention back to Audrey and each other. So yeah. His cock is longer, for sure. I felt it way further inside than yours, Owen tells Evan. For sure, Evan repeats. But I don't think that's what hurt, though. No, agrees Owen. But what did hurt was how thick his cock is. Both of them say in unison, reverently nodding together with a glance towards my robe-covered groin. I roll my eyes, thinking about how these kids are impressed with my average at best 6-inch cock, and I feel the need to inform them that I am not hung like the proverbial horse. Just so you know, my dick is pretty normal for an adult, both in length and thickness. I'm nothing special. Yeah, but compared to us, you're huge, says Evan. And you stretched us pretty wide last night, adds Owen. I wasn't sure at first if I could take it. Me neither, inserts Evan. Even after the fingers. That was pretty uncomfortable at first. Really? Audrey asks, worried and almost upset. It hurt that bad? There's another quick glance between the twins for verification and a pause as they look for the right words. Evan tries first. It hurt, yeah, but kinda in a good way, you know? Owen offers. Yeah, agrees Evan. Same as when you scratch an itch. Only different. He smiles lopsidedly. And by the end, way better. Chimes in Owen. Way better. Agrees Evan. This is all interesting, and Audrey is very curious, but time is slipping by. I clear my throat and look at the twins. You know, guys, I don't mind if we all have some more fun before we get back to work this afternoon. But if you two want to play, we have to follow some hygiene rules. I know you had fun, but you just finished coming up in each other's butts, and that means you've got a mix of at least a couple of kinds of fluids on you that should be cleaned up. You need to shower. Thoroughly. I chuckle at the sheepish grins that they share. Go on, give each other a good scrub, as clean as you can. Inside and out. Audrey and I will figure out what we're doing for the rest of the morning. After the boys have hustled into the bathroom, I start picking up dishes and carrying them over to the sink. Audrey is sitting at the table, looking pensive. Beautiful and stark naked, but pensive. What are you thinking about, little bit? I say to her. As much as I desire her perfect little body and want her to feel every pleasure her body can give her, I'm also the closest thing to a parent she has. I want her to talk to me. I probably should have asked you first. Are you okay with some more exploration this morning, like I suggested to the boys? Oh yeah. She replies without hesitation. Definitely. I'm just. She bites her lower lip, I'm just wondering about what we should try to do next. I sit down in the chair next to her. Is there something you want to try? I ask, though I suspect I already know what's on her mind. She fidgets a little, psyching herself up. I think I want you. And me. To try bum stuff. Like Evan and Owen did, and like you did with them last night. She lifts her chin and thrusts out her small breasts, attempting to look either brave or seductive. I'm not sure which. Either way, I love it. She takes a deep breath and looks at me squarely through narrowed eyelids. I want you to fuck my ass, Scott. She purrs, trying to sound serious and mature. But she can't quite pull it off, and she breaks down giggling and belatedly covers her mouth because of her cursing, causing me to laugh as well. After the moment of levity, she pulls herself together and looks up at me earnestly. But honest, I really do want to try it. So, can we? How can I refuse an invitation like that, especially given all the sexy stuff she and the boys have been talking about and doing this morning? I growl playfully and pounce at her, grabbing her easily around her waist and under her ass and then sweeping her up over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes. She squeals joyfully as I also snatch up the can of coconut oil from the counter and quickly haul her off to our bedroom. I make an obnoxious belly laugh of victory and drop her to the mattress, where I get to admire her body bounce in front of me before she relaxes on her back, spreading her legs wide for me. I was already worked up by the morning's activities around me, but roughhousing with my naked little bit has my Johnson and me at full attention. I smirk down at her as I loosen the knot and pull open my robe, dropping it on the floor and showing her the evidence of how much she has turned me on. Nevertheless, we both know I'm not going to just jump on her and force my cock into her ass, just like that. As I did with the boys, I'm going to work at her rear hole with the oil and my fingers first so that this can happen as pleasurably as possible. I sit on the edge of the bed below her, dipping my middle finger into the can of oil, and smiling supportively at her. Okay, you saw what I did with Owen and Evan last night. Your turn, now. She pulls her knees up into the sides with no further prompting, exposing her butthole to me. But then, with an ease that can only come from her gymnastics experience, Audrey casually hooks her elbows under her knees and pulls her legs up further, opening her up to me even more. Holy shit. She titters with delight at the way I'm open-mouthed at this display of lewd flexibility. Is this good? She asks with sweet innocence. I can only nod in awe of the wondrous view in front of me. Not just her puckered back door, but that beautiful pussy above it, which is splayed wide open, just for me. My mouth is watering for another taste, and my cock aches to nestle inside her wet velvet sleeve again. First things first, though, I have work to do here. So I scooch up closer to her butt, hovering my head above her body so I can see both her face and my target, and I press my oily finger to her tight brown eye. Despite how wide she has spread open her crotch and how her pussy is gaping, her asshole is tightly closed. I talk to her gently, my feigned caveman act forgotten for now. All right, now you remember how I told Evan and Owen to push, as if you need to poop? Audrey nods. Do that for me now, okay? I feel her sphincter open a bit, enough that I can insert just the tip of my finger into the orifice. Audrey gasps at the intrusion, and the ring of muscle clamps back around my finger tightly. It's okay, just relax, I tell her soothingly. Her breathing quickly returns to normal. Now, try pushing again. She gently flexes her abdomen, and slowly the pressure on my finger is released. That's good. Now, I'm going to push in a little deeper, okay? Audrey bites her lower lip again and nods. With that, I push my finger, sinking it in slowly but smoothly, penetrating as far as the knuckles of my other fingers will allow. The strong muscle ring grips briefly again, but Audrey learns to open it up. All right, that's good, my finger is in as far as it can go. Now I'm going to move it in and out. You ready? Yeah. She whispers. With great care, I start pumping her butthole with my finger. As a female of the species, she lacks a prostate, and as such, she can't experience the wonder of having the gland massaged within her anus. I've heard of a mythical A spot that girls are supposed to have, though, and I make an effort to find it. Audrey's breathing is deep but steady as I gradually explore the inside of her ass. Although the tunnel within is spacious enough, her sphincter continues to be quite tight. It's looser than a few minutes ago when I started, but not relaxing as much as either of the twins yesterday. Are you okay? Does it feel good? I ask her. I think so. She replies haltingly. I decide she needs more lube, my finger has spread out all of its oil and needs a refresh. I'm going to dip my finger in the can again, I tell her while continuing to pump in and out. When I push back in, It should be easier this time. Oh, okay. Audrey says to me. I can't tell if she's really enjoying this yet, but I'll continue for now. In a swift motion, I pull my finger out, re-lube with a liberal dollop of oil, then press back in. I'm concerned at how quickly her ring mostly closed back up, requiring me to begin work at loosening it again. I was thinking of adding my index finger soon, but clearly, that's not happening yet. I don't think she's trying to resist. She's just got a really tight hole. And it's going to take a lot of time and attention to stretch it out enough to accommodate my cock, that's for certain. Maybe she needs a more pleasant distraction to help her with her stretching, I think to myself. And I believe I know just the thing. Without changing the steady rhythm of my pistoning finger, I back away a bit lower down the bed, turning and sliding my knees down to the floor. Audrey cranes her neck, looking down, wondering what I'm doing. I'm going to help you out, okay? I reassure her with a smile. Now, as I bend forward at the waist, my face falls perfectly into her nether regions between her legs, just as I had hoped. I can keep up the stimulation of her butt just below my chin, while my lips and tongue can be used for other things, such as licking up the juices that are currently building up in her lovely pussy. Audrey sucks in a breath, and her head falls back to the mattress as my tongue goes to work. I've loved everything about eating her out the few times I've done this to her before, but her taste this morning is absolutely exquisite. I lap up every drop of her nectar, probing my tongue deep down into her pussy, hungrily slurping away. Then I travel a little higher, kissing and nibbling and licking that perfect little clit that is being presented for me so invitingly. My finger and my mouth work together so that her anal and clitoral stimulation is synchronized, and I smile to myself as I can feel the rocking of her body and hear her groans amplify to the same rhythm. I also notice that my efforts down below seem to be working, as her butt's grip on the knuckles of my middle finger is slackening. Not a lot yet, but it's noticeable. Then I hear movement in the doorway behind me. And the joint exclamations of holy shit. From two preteen boys. I grin and turn to look behind me. Fresh from the shower and not having bothered to dry themselves off, Evan and Owen are dripping wet and standing naked there side by side, staring with mouths agape at how Audrey has folded herself up to offer her pussy and ass to me. Whether it is as a result of their activities in the shower or Audrey's sexy contortions, or perhaps both, their young cocks are back to full attention again. I suppose that's no surprise. Scott! Gasps Audrey, still staring at the ceiling. Don't stop. Please. Just one second, little bit, I reply calmly, causing her to groan in frustration. I very deliberately continue fingering her ass slowly as a quick plan formulates in my mind. Owen, I say to the birthmark-less boy still standing immobile behind me, come on up here on this side, motioning to the bed on Audrey's left. Evan, take the other side, I tell his brother. Both boys hop up on the mattress to either side of Audrey and me, beside her upturned thighs, eager for direction. Kneel down, guys, I instruct. Now, I'm working on her butthole with my finger, but I'm also using my mouth on her pussy to make her feel good. Why don't you guys help her out with your mouths, too? I smile and nod at Audrey's flattened chest and her small little nipples that are proudly standing on either side. The twins smile broadly and immediately crawl up to Audrey's chest on either side of her, latching onto her tiny tits with their mouths while I resume feasting on her clit. Audrey makes a strangled noise of arousal, then starts panting urgently and loudly as we labor together on her. I work my mouth everywhere, down to her taint, deep into her warm tunnel, over her plump little lips, and back up to her clit. I love how delicate her hairless pussy is, how there's nothing to get between me and her smooth private parts. Just perfect. Fuck, there is nothing like young pussy. I could eat this for 3 meals a day as long as I live. It doesn't take much longer for the twins and me to get her where we want her. Her panting soon turns into full-on wails of pleasure, her muscles seize, and my tongue and chin are rewarded with a renewed flow of delicious juices. She comes hard and long as the three of us continue to lavish attention to her erogenous zones. When she finally flops back limply, I give her pussy one last kiss and, breathing heavily, I pull my head up. I think she's had enough, guys, I suggest wryly to the boys, and they reluctantly release their mouths from Audrey's breasts and sit back up. Finally, I pull my tired middle finger from her anus with a quiet wet squelch. Unhooking her legs from her elbows, Audrey lets her legs flop back down to either side of me. She's exhausted, as limp as a rag doll as she breathes hard. She reaches up to the twins' heads and pulls them both down to her face, giving each of them a warm kiss on the lips. That was amazing, you guys are good at that. She mutters. Again, the boys blush. God, that is so cute. Audrey reaches a hand down between her legs to me, so I pull her up to a sitting position. Then she takes my head in both hands, pulls herself close, and kisses me deeply. Oh, fucking yes. I effortlessly pull her light body into my arms and return the kiss with vigor. She moans sexily as she gets a taste of her own juices from my face, and her tongue works in my mouth harder. She's still all worked up, ready for more, and I'm more than willing to oblige. One of my hands grips her little butt cheeks firmly, and then the other is wrapped all the way around her back so that I'm fingering her nipple from the other side, holding her skinny torso securely to my chest and my flexing pelvis. My cock is a rod of steel, sawing back and forth under her pussy, as we try to inhale each other's mouths. All of this morning's crazy preteen sex has me unbelievably on edge. I am so horny right now and only a hair's breadth away from just pinning her back down on the mattress and impaling myself into that tight, wet snatch. But only a split second before I act on that impulse, Audrey breaks the kiss. So, how'd I do? She asks brightly, innocently unaware of just how close I am to ravaging her. Are we gonna do butt stuff now? Ah. Shit. I was trying to forget about that for a little while. But now that this particular subject is top of mind for Audrey, we have to deal with it. I let out a small sigh, lessen the strength of my hold on her, and I sit down on the end of the bed, letting her kneel on my lap. So yeah. Through all that, your bum did relax, it did get easier for my finger to move in and out. I look at her apologetically, but your butt is still very tight. A fair bit tighter than either Owen or Evan were last night, and I spent less time with each of them. It's not your fault, but you're not ready. I can't do that with you. I won't do it, at least not yet. It would be very, very painful for you. I would almost certainly injure you. She looks so crestfallen, compared to the enthusiasm she was showing just moments ago. I'm sorry, little bit. I tell her, kissing her tenderly on the lips. I then hold her in my arms again, a warm, loving embrace, unlike the ultra-excited clutch of a minute ago. It's funny how a loving hug can appear so similar to a lustful hug but feel so different. I'm still aroused as hell, my cock as hard as ever, but I'm not tempted to use this as an opportunity to fuck her anymore. Sometimes we need moments to just feel close. Apparently, the twins feel the same way. They had both remained kneeling higher up on the bed as this was going on. But now, feeling sorry for Audrey, they have crawled to either side of us and have joined in to make it a group hug for Audrey. The boys really are nice, good kids. Horny kids, to be sure, but good kids. Audrey is still disappointed, but the boys are helping to lift her spirits. I feel her muscles relax, and she sighs in contentment with the feel of nude male bodies pressed against her from all sides. I also notice, with some amusement, that all three cocks attached to those bodies are poking her as well, and she seems to really like it. One bigger one at her front, and smaller ones to either side of her. Smaller cocks? I put a finger under Audrey's chin and lift it so that she's looking at me. Why did you want me to try anal with you? I ask, smiling. I just wanted to try it, she replies simply. It looked like fun. I smile a little wider. No, I'm asking why you wanted me to try anal with you? Oh. She says. Well, you taught Owen and Evan how to do bum stuff. I thought you'd teach me too. You've taught me everything else about sex so far. I didn't teach you everything about sex, at least not for your first time. Remember, you did it with both of the twins yesterday before you did it with me. Okay, says Audrey carefully, looking like she's understanding where I'm going. I glance at the boys, who are staring at me in a most interesting way. How's this for an idea? I ask expansively. Evan and Owen's cocks are the perfect size to try anal with you. And since they are now experienced in performing it from both ends, I'm sure either one would be a great partner for you to try it with. I look at the boys back and forth. How about you boys? Would you be okay with this if Audrey wants to? Fuck, yeah. Comes the instant stereo reply. I snort softly at their obvious response. I pull my arms free from around Audrey's body and wrap them around the boys, below their tight butts, and I squeeze all three of them together. What do you say, little bit? I'll still be here to help. Audrey is looking down, examining their erect penises that are at proud attention between her stomach and mine, sizing them up. She pulls one of her hands out from behind my back and proceeds to idly caress one adolescent cock, then the other, drawing aroused hisses from the owner of each. I was kinda wanting it to be you, she mumbles to me, taking the opportunity to also fondle the third erect dick within her reach. I hum quietly and smile. But I get it. You don't want to hurt me. I love you for that. She pulls her other arm free and returns to grasping preteen penises, one per hand, much to the boy's pleasure. Finally, she smiles. Okay. I'll do it. She agrees. Then her smile fades a little. But. Which one of you? She asks, looking back and forth uncertainly between the twins' faces. Clearly, she doesn't want there to be any bruised feelings. There's a brief pause as the twins do their ESP communication thing with each other. Seriously, scientists need to study these two to determine how they are doing it. Then, a moment later, the boy on my left, who turns out to be Evan, speaks up. Owen really should be the one, he says to Audrey graciously. Me and you did it first yesterday, and then I also did it first with Owen this morning. He grins goofily at his brother. It's your turn to be first, dude. Thanks, dude, Owen replies with an identical goofy grin. He looks to Audrey. Is that okay? He asks politely. Yeah. She replies sweetly, hugging them both. I love the way you guys work things out together. You guys are awesome. The twins hug her back, and I take the opportunity to hug them all. Hey, naked 12-year-olds are hugging on my lap. I'm not going to pass up the chance to join them. Then I hear Owen clear his throat. So? Are we doing this? He looks at Audrey hopefully, now? I laugh out loud at his directness, and the kids also giggle. You've got to love boys, always thinking with their pricks. But actually, I have the beginnings of another plan forming in my head. Can I make a suggestion? I ask Owen and Audrey. I'm thinking of something that could be a lot more fun and exciting than just plain doing it here in the cabin or even out on the beach. Something, I add, nodding to Evan, that doesn't leave anyone out. Something that I think will make everyone very, very happy, including myself. I raise my eyebrows and look from face to face. You with me? All three kids agree emphatically. Great. I think you're all going to love what I'm dreaming up right now. Let me get up. Audrey and the twins scramble off of me in the bed, and I get to my feet. I'm thinking of doing this as a proper photo shoot, one of the nude photo stories we've made before for Pintar. But this will be a private shoot, just for the four of us. No one else ever sees this series of pictures. Audrey and Owen smile widely, eager to help me create something special that is only for ourselves. Evan is smiling as well, but half raises his hand. We were just wondering, what with all the pictures? I mean, they're cool and all, we like being in them and seeing them after, but... He and his brother exchange a look. But do you ever think about shooting video instead? Finishes Owen. Cause that'd be really cool. Audrey raises her eyebrows, clearly interested. I incline my head. I suppose it's possible since my cameras can record high-def video clips. But they're really not designed for it as much as they are for stills, not like an actual video camera. And honestly, I'm just not a videographer. I'm a traditional photographer. It's what I enjoy, and it's what I'm good at. The kids make remarkably similar expressions of disappointed acceptance. Ah, nuts. Maybe I am too stuck in my ways. That said, I concede, I might try to remember to shoot some video if you guys really want. The kids' faces beam with my change of heart. Regardless, I'm going to need to get my cameras ready with fresh batteries and empty memory cards, both my primary and backup, just in case. I also have to make a quick trip out to scout the locations I'm thinking of, to see what the light is and where the shadows are, I tell them as I gather my equipment. Then I gesture to Audrey. While I'm doing all that, you should take a shower and clean up. You look beautiful, but you also look like you just finished having sex, which isn't far from the truth. Audrey giggles again while I turn to the twins. And you too, please comb out your hair and brush your teeth, make yourselves look like you're going out. Then you'll need sexy bathing suits. I know you brought matching Speedos. They'll be perfect. Back to Audrey. And I'd love to see you wearing that little white bikini we bought. None of you have to put them on just yet, but have them ready. Also, you'll all need all the normal beach stuff. Towels, sunscreen, a beach ball, stuff like that. I want to take some extraordinary pictures, and I need your help to make it all happen as best as we can. Okay? Okay, Mr. H. Reply the twins, heading to their bags in the other bedroom. Please don't be too long. Calls out Audrey as she dashes for the bathroom. I go about getting ready as quickly as I can, checking the battery levels and available file storage for my primary camera. Then I repeat the process with my backup, as I want to be ready in case my main rig breaks. Next is the location check, so I pull on my board shorts. My cock has been mostly erect all morning, so I've got a pretty obvious bulge in front, but that can't be helped right now as I slip on my sandals and head out the door into the bright light for the first time today. It's past 10 a.m., and the temperature is already quite warm. Out on the beach, the conditions are perfect. A steady wind and a mix of brilliant sunshine and clouds make for spectacular outdoor photographs in natural conditions. There are a number of other tourists swimming in the ocean or relaxing on the beach, but they are all 100 meters or more away, so we will be able to safely ignore them while using this area. Lastly, I need to check that our secret beach through the ferns and trees is actually still our secret. Thankfully, I find it just as empty today as it was yesterday. I decide on the exact spot in the sand where I want this morning's photo sequence to conclude, looking for the location with the right ocean background, angle to the trees, and predicting what will be the perfect combination of sunlight and shade once the sun moves a little further overhead. As I think about what is going to happen here shortly, my semi-chub dick grows back to full attention. God damn, the kids have got me horny. I turn to head back, hoping that this will be as good as I imagine it. Re-entering the cabin, I see the kids have been busy with their tasks. They are still as naked as ever, but their very skimpy bathing suits are laid out on the table by the door, and the beach supplies are stuffed in a bag. The boys have done an excellent job of making themselves ready. With their long, sun-bleached hair having been nicely combed around their photogenic faces, they look exceptionally handsome. Matched to their fit young bodies, all over bronze skin, and ever prominent erect dicks, it seems so unfair to all the rest of the boys their age that these two have managed to monopolize so much of the available boy sex appeal for themselves. And then there's Audrey, fresh from the shower, blow-drying and brushing her thick, dark hair, which stands out in contrast to her lightly tanned skin. I am struck by how incredible she looks. With her perky not-yet-mature figure and her very cute face, she is simply gorgeous. These kids are the very definition of young beauty and forbidden sexuality. And then to also know that these three all happen to be kind-hearted, hard-working, and funny kids. On top of that, it really drives home to me how lucky I am to be able to help guide this adventure of discovery for them. Are you finished getting ready? Audrey complains with a grin. We're all set here. Not quite, I tell her. First, if you're going to try anal with Owen, you're going to need the oil again to help him slide in. We're going to put a fair amount up your bum now so that you'll be ready and slick when the time comes. Is this how I can help? Evan pipes in eagerly. I mean, I can help with that. If you want. Poor Evan, I haven't told him what his role here is yet. Actually, no, I reply. Audrey and I can handle it. But you and Owen have a much more fun task before we're ready to go. What's that? The twins inquire. I smirk and nod towards their straining members. For this special photo shoot, I want you boys to start off not looking quite so, shall we say, excited. Also, I think you're both going to need some staying power later on. So, my smile widens as I make a jerking motion with my fist, go ahead. Have at it. They blush again as they comprehend their job. Ooh. Can I watch again? Audrey cries excitedly. Scott, you can help me with the oil while we watch, can't you? She spins back to the twins. I want to see you come again. I love it when you do that. Evan and Owen look to me to verify if this fits my mysterious plan. I shrug. Works for me. I figure you'll probably get the job done even faster if you have an audience, I say with a wink. Let's all go back into the boys' room for this. After we all scurry into the room with the two double beds, the twins sit down right beside each other on the edge of one bed, facing the second bed. I'm going to watch on my hands and knees, proclaims Audrey, and she proceeds to offer her butt to me behind her. Each of the boys is already caressing themselves slowly. I settle onto the second bed with Audrey, grudgingly aware that I'm back to being the only one even partially dressed in this cabin again with sexy shit going on. I scoop up a finger full of oil from the can, examining her asshole. It's completely closed up, which is good as she's not going to leak once we get a lot of lubrication up there. I put my other hand on one of her cheeks gently. Can you try to push now, little bit? I ask her, and I'm rewarded by her hole quickly opening up. Again, not all that wide, but enough for now. I press my slick digit in, and Audrey makes a tiny moan. Now, let it close around my finger, I instruct, and I feel her sphincter tighten. Then I pull out, allowing her ring of muscle to squeeze much of the oil off and keep it inside. Good, I tell her. We're going to do that a few more times to make sure you're ready. I carefully repeat the process several times until I feel that her rectum is nice and slick. As long as she can open the muscle ring enough for Owen's cock, everything should go smoothly. For now, her hole has closed back up again. Meanwhile, The boys have been trying to watch this action instead of taking their matters into their own hands, so to speak. I recall them saying that they like to take their time when they masturbate. Well, boys, the clock is running, it's time to milk those snakes, and I know how to expedite things. Audrey? I murmur craftily. Would you say Owen and Evan are holding us up here? I was kinda thinking the same thing. She replies, grinning at the boys. They smile back nervously. I give her a pat on her ass. You think you know how to speed things up? Audrey tries to make her voice sound sultry. I think so. She purrs. With that, she crawls forward off the bed where Anna kneels on the floor between the beds. She's directly in front of the twins, who are looking slack-jawed down at her, hands still loosely draped over their hard shafts. She reaches in and deftly replaces each of their hands with her own and begins lightly pumping them. The boy's breathing quickens as her small palms rub up and down over the boy's exposed glands. Needs some lube, I think, she mutters suavely. I reach behind me to the can of coconut oil. Here you go, I say, holding it behind Audrey's head. But she doesn't even turn around. No, thanks. She growls, her gaze locked on the boy to her right, shifting her look from his face to his cock and back again. The base of his cock tells me it's Owen. Then, without releasing either penis from her grip, she shuffles between Owen's knees, locks eyes with the boy, says, I think this'll make it wet enough, and lowers her mouth over his dick. I know this isn't her first time giving a blow job. She did this once for the boys yesterday, and she has managed, with some difficulty, to take me in her mouth a few times before that. But right now, I'm amazed at how much of a pro she looks to be. Owen's size seems to be just right for her sweet mouth as she bobs up and down, using lots of tongue and spit, and using her hand to twist up and down on the base with each withdrawal. Owen's head has fallen back, and he's making a loud groan. She is going to be a very talented cocksucker. Before Owen can get any closer, Audrey pulls off him with a loud smack, backing away and crawling over to kneel between Evan's legs. With no preliminaries, she dives down onto his identical cock, and proceeds to suck on it in an identical manner. Her right hand continues to pump and twist along the spit-covered entirety of Owen's length, while her mouth and left hand now service Evan's. Damn, she's good. The noise Evan makes suggests he agrees. Audrey pulls off, looking to switch again, but then she just backs up on her knees and glares up at their faces. Stand up, she orders the twins, her small breasts heaving. They obey, and she grunts, pulling the boys by their peters so that they are tight to one another hip to hip, slightly facing each other, their cocks now in very close proximity and directly in front of Audrey's face. The twins put an arm around each other's backs to hold themselves steady, then rest their other hands on top of and behind Audrey's head. She sighs in satisfaction as she tries to swallow Owen whole, almost managing to bury her nose into where his sparse pubes used to be and causing him to cry out softly. She blows him for a minute or so while jacking his brother, then switches swiftly to Evan to repeat the performance in reverse. I'm getting kinda close, stammers Evan after Audrey has worked on him with her mouth for another minute. She switches back to Owen in a flash, her head bobbing even faster now. Ugh. Me. Me too. Gasps Owen after only a few seconds. Audrey backs off Owen and pulls on their cocks even more than before, causing the boys to make startling noises of arousal. Get even closer. She barks at them. I want to try something. The twins get almost chest to chest with their bodies, their pelvises thrust out, Audrey pressing their dicks directly together shaft on shaft and pointing in her direction. Then, without any further warning, she opens wide and stuffs both cocks into her mouth while wrapping her arms securely around each of their asses to hold them there. Shit, do I wish I had thought to bring in my camera. It's too bad because I'm not missing a second of this to go get it. Although I'm sure it's awkward to thrust when your dick is pointed to one side and basically glued to your sibling's dick, the twins manage the feat just fine. Guiding Audrey's head with their hands and moving their hips in a coordinated action, Evan and Owen begin face-fucking Audrey with urgency. I can barely hear Audrey's moans and the wet slurping of her sucking mouth over the twins' pubescent groans rising rapidly in pitch and volume. Barely 30 seconds go by before Owen climaxes, announced by a loud, high-pitched wince of ecstatic, almost painful exertion. Then, less than a second and exactly one additional pelvic thrust later, an identical noise erupts from Evan. I suspect that one 12-year-old boy's ejaculation into a mouth, even if it's the mouth of another 12-year-old, would generally be a manageable event. But doubling the quantity of cum, and trying to deposit it all into a small mouth that is absolutely filled with two cocks, is a guaranteed recipe for a messy ending. Audrey valiantly tries to swallow the first double-barreled shots of sperm, but she immediately chokes on it. Gobs of runny white spooge fly back out her nostrils, and more sprays out of her mouth through the small gaps between her lips and the two twitching shafts. The boys thankfully let go of her head at this point, and she stumbles back a step, retching and sputtering. At the same time, the still-orgasming twins watch in helpless horror as their dicks continue to paint spurt after spurt of slimy semen onto Audrey's face. I see this, and part of me finds the image of Audrey splattered by the twins' comb to be outrageously arousing. But then my protective side, the part that needs to make sure she's all right, kicks into gear as I see she is struggling for breath. I leap off the bed towards her, easily lift her off the floor and hold her under her butt on one arm. "I got you, lil bit," I tell her calmly, grabbing a face towel from the dresser with my other hand. I wipe gently but swiftly. "Spit out in the towel, and blow your nose," I say, pressing the towel lightly into her lower face. A few undignified snorts, hawks, and coughs later, Audrey still has a bit of spunk to clear out of her nose and mouth but is obviously no longer in any danger of suffocating. "Holy shit. We're sorry," cries one of the boys, gasping for breath. He has apparently regained a portion of his brain power after producing his half of that load. His brother, also struggling to compose himself, is crowding up to Audrey and me from the other side and is equally remorseful. "Yeah. We're really sorry. Are you okay?" By now, Audrey is holding the towel to her nose and blowing wetly and loudly. After gulping a big lungful of air, she waves her arms. "I'm okay. Guys, I'm fine. It's all right." She swallows down most of the remnants of saliva and semen still in her mouth, resulting in a bleh noise and another small cough. She waves her arms again. "Scott, I can't see. I think it's in my eyes." She cries out, actually choking off a laugh. I chuckle and find a dry corner of the towel and put it in her hand so that she can wipe at her eyelids. With vision restored, she motions for me to put her down. To her credit, Audrey isn't upset with the boys at all as they hover near her. "Guys, it wasn't your fault. It was mine. I—" She stifles a giggle. "I wasn't thinking about how that would end up." I'm impressed at how she's handling this. Semen is still all over her cheeks and is dripping off her chin and nose. What an epic facial. But she took it like a champ. I grin and put my hand on her back, steering her to the bathroom. "Let's clean you up, okay?" I tell her. Once in front of the mirror, I'm amazed that I can find no sticky fluid at all in her hair. All she needs is a quick sponge bath cleanup, mostly for her face, but also for the globs that fell to her torso and legs. I help her with that, plus I direct her to brush her teeth again. In no time, Audrey is back to her bubbly self and looking none the worse for wear, despite minutes ago looking more like a cheap cum slut. Time is passing, and we have to get the show on the road. I've thoroughly enjoyed having the kids prancing around nude all morning, but it's time to cover up. At least a little. All right, everyone, now that all that has been taken care of, we're heading out to the beach in a minute. Time to put on your swimsuits. Since I'm already in my shorts, I can afford to watch them dress. Audrey starts pulling on her criminally tiny bikini. Starting with the top, it's less of a bra and more like two little triangles of white fabric that barely conceal the tips of her breasts, connected by strings. Then she ties the knots on the thong bottoms, which covers the minimum amount of her pubic area, none of her ass at all, and they ride so low on her slender hips it's amazing they stay up. The material isn't sheer, but by the same token, it doesn't completely obscure her little areolas or her beautiful camel toe. She might actually look sexier in this bikini than she looks naked. Evan and Owen step into their suits, which encase the smallest part of their groins and asses. Fuck, they both look good in a Speedo. Combined with the way Audrey is dressed, I'm having trouble remembering my cock being harder than right now. For the boys, in contrast, there's little sign of their packages, as their dicks are shriveled up and recovering from their second cum in barely half an hour. This is exactly what I want. But I'm counting on their young libidos to get them revved up again in short order. At the moment, though, that's not looking likely. The boys are still seeming to be a bit upset over how they and their wayward cocks might have treated Audrey disrespectfully. But she's having none of it. "Guys, it's okay. Really? As a matter of fact, it was pretty hot." She confesses with a coquettish tilt of her head. "I liked having you squirt your stuff in my mouth and all over me." She looks up at me with one of her little smirks. "I liked how naughty it felt." She steps forward and pulls the twins into a big hug, one in each arm, then kisses them to prove that she holds no grudges. "So forget about it," she exclaims. "I'm fine, you don't have to worry. Owen, at least I think it's Owen, beams happily. Thanks, dude. He replies reflexively, followed by screwing up his face and rolling his eyes to the ceiling. Why did I say dude? He repeats. Dude. She's not a dude. His brother unhelpfully adds. Wait, why can't I be a dude? Cries Audrey. 'Cause dudes are guys. Duh. Reply both the boys in unison and in complete agreement. The other twin, presumably Evan, looks thoughtful. But maybe she can be a dudette. He suggests. Ooh. His brother agrees excitedly. He turns to Audrey. You want to be a dudette? Okay. She giggles. I think she's just happy to have convinced the boys that she's not hurt by what happened. And the boys appear very enthusiastic and relieved. For my part, relieved isn't a word I'd use for how I'm feeling at the moment as the kids continue their silly conversation. I've done nothing all morning but be up close and personal with three naked and incredibly sexy children, all of whom have helped one another get off, twice in the case of the twins. But I haven't been able to. I've been erect this entire morning, and my balls are actually aching a bit. And now, we're about to go outside and do a photoshoot that, if all goes according to the plan in my head, might just be about the most arousing thing I've ever photographed. I suppose I could spank it for a minute and blow my load, but for some reason, I want to keep this going, blue balls and all. I must have a streak of masochism in my personality. All right, let's go, I say, slinging my camera equipment over my shoulder. Let's get out there and do the best shoot we've ever done. One of the boys grabs the bag of beach supplies, Audrey flings open the door, and we head out into the warm and breezy sunshine. As we make our way out onto the sand, I explain only an outline of my simple plan for this photoshoot to the kids. Through photographs, we will tell the story of a girl who meets up with twin brothers who are playing on the beach. They will get to know each other and then sexually explore together. I will direct them on who is to do what, but I tell the kids to try to immerse themselves in the roles. I tell them that if they feel like Audrey is meeting up with Evan and Owen for the first time, can they imagine what it would feel like to be so comfortable and intimate together so quickly? Imagine the spark they could experience if only they had the freedom to just act on their feelings and not be held back by fear or uncertainty in such a situation? All three are excited to do this. I get started with some establishing shots of Owen and Evan playing together. They had been clever to have included a football and volleyball in the beach bag, so I get the boys to pass the football back and forth. They naturally get into it, increasing the distance between them for the throws and running simple passing routes. Not surprisingly, the boys are athletic as hell for their age, and I get some great shots of their small but tight musculature and graceful movements on display. Then I turn my attention to Audrey. Her medium-length hair is tied back in a ponytail, which looks great on her out in the sun. I have her stroll up the beach towards the twins, towel around her waist and sunscreen lotion in hand. By concealing the thong from view, the eye is drawn to the tiny top, precariously covering only a small part of the modest swells on her chest. Unprompted, she casts a glance at the boys that is friendly and inviting. I smile as I remind myself that she seems to have been born to do this. The next step is to capture the kids getting to know one another. We all agree that it will look and feel more realistic if the kids act the part, so Audrey and the boys introduce themselves as if they're meeting for the first time. I snap away as they start talking. Their subtle flirting, the little smiles and eye contact, the glances at each other's bodies are all perfect. As I had hoped, their actual genuine openness and comfort with each other is making the act very alluring. One of the boys suggests they play volleyball, and the volleyball is brought out. I snicker at the over-the-top expressions on the faces of Evan and Owen when Audrey removes the towel around her waist, and her thong is revealed. As much as they like acting, I think that was a little much, but I'm sure they'll all get a laugh out of the photos later. They make a show of an impromptu practice of bumping and setting the ball around, trying not to let it touch the sand. One of the twins dives for a ball and sprawls on the beach. Although it made for an excellent photo, I make the suggestion that they all attempt to avoid landing on the ground like that, as we don't want to get sand into any of their suits. Sand doesn't mix with what's to come later. They all grin and agree, and then they return to their characters. I direct Audrey to offer to help the twins out with her sunscreen. She gets the boys to lay face down side by side on the big beach blanket, spreading the lotion first on their shoulders and backs, then down the backs of their legs. After rubbing right up to the tight waistband and leg openings of the Speedos, she feigns embarrassment in lifting the edges of the stretchy fabric and running her finger just under the suit. The close-up shots of the boys' faces, grinning at each other while having Audrey's hands all over them, are priceless. After telling the twins to flip over, Audrey then works on their feet, up their thighs, and then their stomachs and chests. She is fast and energetic, a mood I manage to capture effectively. I grin to myself as I notice there's now a bit more definition to the fronts of the twin snug swimsuits. Lord knows what kind of an outline is being displayed by the front of my baggier shorts right now. I don't need to look down to know that it's prominent, to say the least. Next, it's Audrey's turn to have her lotion applied, and she also starts out laying on her stomach. I intend to tell the boys to go at their task much more deliberately, but they're already on the same page. In fact, I'm surprised to see that they actually seem to know what they're doing as they start to massage Audrey slowly, one of the twins starting at her shoulders while the other works on her feet. I get them to tell us where they learned this as I frame and capture shot after shot of their hands stroking and prodding Audrey's skin. They explain that their parents have always practiced massaging with each other and have given the twins massages since they were infants, longer than they can remember. It's always made them feel nice, and for the last couple of years, their parents have, in turn, been teaching them. As they tell us this, Audrey's breathing is becoming deeper with the twins' hands converging at the center of her body, one pair of hands rubbing her lower back, the other pair on her upper thighs. She asks them, a bit breathlessly, if they've done all this on their mom and dad. They confess that their parents have always draped towels over their privates, so there are places they haven't touched, and with that, all four of their hands start kneading on her naked butt cheeks and between her legs just below her crotch. Audrey lets out a soft moan, and my cock pushes even harder against the constraints of my shorts. Things get even hotter when they ask Audrey to turn over and lay on her back. The twins switch places, again starting at either end with her feet and face, and work toward the middle. The look of arousal on her face is fantastic as she experiences four immature but well-practiced hands stroking the outer perimeters of her breasts, her inner thighs, and her lower abdomen and hips, dodging beneath the slender strings that hold the tiny patches of fabric together. In due time, every inch two of her exposed skin, and a bit that is covered, has lovingly had sunscreen lotion applied, and I have the photographic evidence to prove it. I don't have to provide any prompting for the boys to both get up and extend an arm down. Audrey takes both hands and allows them to pull her to her feet. After a dramatic pause with their faces all close together, Audrey looking down ever so slightly due to her small height advantage, she lets go of their hands and runs her fingers through the hair on the backs of the heads of the twins. Stepping forward a half step, she gently pulls their heads to either side of her face, their bodies lightly brushing against hers, their outside hands coming to rest on her hips. She murmurs thank you into their ears and places a very light kiss on each cheek. I ask the actors to hold the pose for a few moments and just look at one another intently while I shoot wide shots of their entire bodies and close-ups of their faces. All three kids closely hold on to each other, their cheeks getting flushed and their breathing shaky. Jesus fuck, I am so hard watching this. I glance down lower, and the bulges inside the boys' swimsuits are unmistakable now. I think it might be time to head to the other beach, I suggest quietly. Audrey casts a smoky gaze from one twin's face to another. Yeah, she murmurs simply. Okay, the twins mumble in reply with sly grins. The kids separate to gather up their things into the bag, and Evan, as I learn from his brother calling his name, puts the bag over his shoulder. Audrey takes his free hand and holds out her other hand to take Owen's. Together, they stroll in silence down to the end of the beach while I snap pics along the way from in front of them, behind them, and many angles between. They look perfect together, with just the right combination of young, friendly innocence and simmering sexual tension. Once we run out of sand, we retrace our steps from yesterday, tiptoeing through the dense tropical foliage, before emerging into the secluded beach area. I jog forward, and sure enough, the shadows cast by the overhang of the surrounding trees have moved just enough to put my target location into a nice mix of sun and shade. I kick off my sandals and note with satisfaction that the sand feels comfortable, not at all hot on my skin. The stiff breeze coming in off the water is perfect, it will keep the kids cool in the warm air temperature and will dry the sweat that they're probably going to be working up. Now that we're here, the metaphorical temperature amongst the kids is clearly starting to rise higher. While I load a fresh battery pack and memory card into my main camera and unpack my backup equipment to have them ready, they are forced to stand there, still holding hands, waiting and imagining what will happen. Audrey's lips are parted, and her chest rises and falls with deep, slow breaths. The twins are looking antsy, eyes darting around the little oasis and then back to each other and Audrey, with an occasional quick glance at me, their director. I can imagine that some of that tension comes from the uncertainty. They know Owen will be having anal sex with Audrey, but that's it. No other details. I know the kids trust me, but naturally, they are curious, and not knowing is putting them a little on edge. Which is precisely how I want them. I'm betting the added excitement of submitting to my control will add to their pleasure together. I'm finally ready and decide that the kids have also had to wait long enough. Okay. I call out from a distance. I zoom in and poise my finger on the shutter release. Let's go. Evan, you can get rid of the beach bag, then all three of you make your way over here. Only maybe start letting your hands wander. Evan drops the bag off his shoulder, and the three kids start strolling towards me. I can see Owen brushing a finger from his joined hand with Audrey along the outside of her leg, causing her to smile in his direction. Evan releases her hand and sidles up closer to her side, Audrey turning to him with interest as he slips his arm behind her waist and rests his palm on her hip. I hear Owen snort, and, not to be outdone, he duplicates his brother's maneuver on Audrey's other side. I see her draw a breath and look down, and I zoom and focus in to see that Owen has inserted his fingers under the slender cord that wraps around her hip, holding up Audrey's thong. Cheeky bugger. The trio has reached the location now, and Audrey decides it's her turn. I want to feel you guys, she tells them. She gracefully pirouettes out of the boys' loose grasps and faces them, raises her hands up to their hairless chests, and delicately places her fingertips to their skin. Evan and Owen start to reach for her breasts. Let me just do it to you right now, she quietly admonishes them, which I agree is the right call. The twins keep their arms lowered as she begins tracing her fingers up to their shoulders, down their arms, and then returning to start down to their tight abdomens, all over their skin and lean muscles. She steps a little closer to them, their bodies almost touching, as her fingers travel lower still, crossing over the snug waistbands of the tiny swimsuits. I ease my way closer, kneeling down to one side of Audrey's essentially naked bum, and focus in on Evan's barely encased groin, as she continues to reach lower, turns her wrist, and then lightly grasps his entire cock and balls through the thin polyester barrier. Owen inhales at the same time as Evan, letting me know the action is the same in her other hand. She makes a suave-sounding hum while she manipulates their engorged meat. All set to go again, I see. She murmurs. I hear the smirk in her voice as she grips a little harder. The boy's body twitches slightly as Audrey raises and lowers her hand slowly. I stand back up and move around to the side, wanting another angle. I see that as Audrey continues to feel up the boys, the twins' arms remain resolutely at their sides, as ordered, even as they squirm. I grin as I snap away. When are they allowed to start touching you again? I ask Audrey with amusement. I guess they can. New owl you. She answers, gazing invitingly at Evan and then at Owen. The twins accept the invitation. Immediately Audrey has hands all over her body, sliding all over her skin and squeezing her breasts, ass, and crotch. She doesn't let go of the stiff prizes in her grasp, though. The three kids are making noises of arousal as they grope each other liberally. Even as the forbidden body parts are being fondled through minimal material, thus far, the swimsuits, small as they are, have been keeping those parts concealed from view. I figure it's about time for that to change. One of you boys, untie Audrey's top behind her back, I instruct quietly, still snapping away. Owen pulls the knot free, followed by Evan lifting the tiny garment from behind her neck and discarding it. She moans a little louder as her small mounds are now being squeezed, and her nipples are being tweaked unimpeded. This continues for a minute, Audrey arching her back, pushing her breasts forward towards the boys. Use your mouths too, guys, I suggest. I don't have to ask twice. In an instant, both boys have leaned down and latched onto the tit closest to them and proceed to begin nursing enthusiastically. Yugn! Groans Audrey, clearly enjoying the new attention. The boys are obviously getting very worked up, very quickly. Their slim hips humping against Audrey's grip on their equipment. Ah, to be that young again. Even if they've got very little left in the tank, they're eager to squirt out whatever they've got as soon as possible. Too eager, in fact. I want those little peckers hard for some time yet. Slow it down a bit, guys, I tell the twins. We're not in a hurry. If we take our time, it'll be even better. Evan releases Audrey's nipple from his mouth with a smack. Tell her that. He gasps, grinning up at my girl. Owen's laugh is stifled by the preteen breast he is continuing to suckle on. Audrey giggles, squeezing and lifting their junk again, causing both boys to moan out loud. I snort. You too, lil' bit. Take it easy on them, I say, my voice dripping with faux sympathy for the twins' plight. But it's not fair. Audrey whines sarcastically, continuing to grope the boys. They're ganging up on me, two against one. She gasps as Evan attacks her breast again. Now it's Owen's turn to pull his mouth off of her chest. Yeah, right. Like you don't enjoy it. He fires back with an enormous smirk. She giggles again, and then he's back on her. Audrey produces a loud and passionate exclamation and thrusts her chest into their faces as they work their mouths over her small mounds. The boys are getting grabbier and more forceful. Evan firmly grasps Audrey by a small ass cheek while Owen puts his arm around her waist, and together they pull her into the twins' bodies. Their other hands are trying to get to her pussy. Audrey isn't letting up, either, throwing her head back and coercing moans of increasing volume from the boys with every tug of their packages. All three kids are getting carried away by their hormones, similar to what happened here on the beach yesterday. It's natural, and I know they're excited, but they're going off script here. And it's not just that I have an alluring photo story I want to create. It's also that I know this will be a better and more memorable experience for the kids this time if they are patient and let me coach them through this. I need them to focus. Okay, guys.
Hold on a second, I tell them, trying to get their attention.
The escalation of the grabbing, suckling, moaning and squirming doesn't slow in the slightest. They don't appear to have heard me, or they just aren't listening to me. I raise my voice a little. All right, you three. I'm telling you, you should slow down. Scott. Audrey complains, eyes squeezed shut, head still craned skyward. Not now, will you? Emboldened by Audrey's little display of defiance, the boys also don't back down. Owen straightens to his full height, latches his mouth onto Audrey's neck, and plunges his fingers down into the front of her thong. Meanwhile, Evan is using his mouth and hands to maul her tits and ass with even greater effort. Audrey groans out loudly in appreciation. A sudden flash of annoyance fills my head. At this rate, the boys are going to come soon in their swimsuits. They might be young, but if I let them nut for a third time this morning, they really won't be able to get it up again to do anything more. But, come on, I'm trying to help them. They're going to love my plan if they could just try to follow my directions. They did it their way yesterday, but today they are damn well going to listen to me. Hey! I say, almost shouting. Would you all please just stop for a second? Now! This outburst finally gets through to them. My history in the military probably gives my voice an authoritative and intimidating tone. Instantly, all three of them are immobile, staring at me warily and frozen by my sharp command. I feel immediate regret, I didn't want to scare them. I'm sorry, I say, more gently this time. But I am genuinely still a bit irritated with them. I know you're doing a lot of stuff that feels great. But this is also still a photo shoot. I direct you guys, and you follow my directions, same as any other shoot. You got it? Okay, all three reply quietly in unison, awkwardly withdrawing their hands off of each other and stepping a bit apart, awaiting my instructions timidly. I'm reminded of my grade 6 teacher in school who would slam a yardstick on her desk to restore order when we got too rowdy. I figured out much later that parents, teachers, coaches, and other adults sometimes have to demonstrate authority if they want to keep control. Children often just need to be startled into compliance if they aren't behaving. Now, at this moment, I have to remember that even though Audrey and the twins are doing things that are usually thought of as for adults, these kids are, well, still just kids. Good, I tell them, completely calm now. Remember, I know you guys are going to really love this, but we're going to work our way up to it, gradually. It's called foreplay, and it makes everything even better when you're patient. You just have to trust that I know what I'm doing. I look at the twins one at a time. Do you trust me? Yes, Mr. H, they answer obediently. I glance at Audrey. And you? You still trust me, little bit? Yeah, she answers, sounding grumpy. But I also see her give me a tiny grin, letting me know she holds no hard feelings. All right, I say, remember that the story is that the girl has just met the boys for the first time. Yes, we're showing them to be open to exploring one another, but we don't want them to just be all over each other right away, like porn actors. The kids all snicker at the idea of them being porn stars as I turn my attention back to the twins. I want you two to go back to Audrey, same as before, only this time not so fast. Touch her gently, give her nice kisses, lavish her with attention. Then I look at Audrey. You do the same. Be more shy. Act like yesterday didn't actually happen. I start photographing again as the kids tentatively come back together again. They take things easier this time. The boys take turns locking lips with Audrey while the other kisses her neck. They lightly caress her body, fingers running all over her skin. Their hands detour to her breasts for brief pinches and squeezes, but they don't linger. Audrey's hands also wander, cupping the twins' asses and cocks briefly through their swimsuits, then retreating. Their breathing is heavier now. Audrey has a fire in her eyes, and the twins look horny as hell. Yet they're still in control. I think they're getting the hang of how foreplay works. I want to see you all from the front, I tell them, getting in closer. The boys back away to either side of Audrey, kind of forming a tight semicircle around me. Without me needing to prompt her, Audrey pulls Owen to her and kisses him quite passionately. He returns the kiss while Evan runs his experienced fingers over her shoulders and back, reaching around to her sides and front. About a minute, and dozens of photos, later, Audrey switches brothers. As she necks with Evan and is felt up by Owen, her chest is noticeably heaving now. I smile to myself. There's a long way to go here, and even taking it slow, she's already all worked up. I look up from my camera. Lil bit, I call out softly. Audrey breaks her kiss with Evan and pants as they both look back at me. Crane your neck back and up. She does so, forcing her preteen mounds forward, which look fabulous as they rise and fall with each breath. From behind her, Owen is cupping underneath one of her little tits. Evan almost looks like he's going to drool. Go ahead with your mouth, I tell him. Gently and carefully this time. Okay, Evan mutters, lowering his face and delicately taking one of her nipples between his lips. Audrey groans, and her body shudders. I wish the photo I just took could capture that sound and movement. Tilt your head away from me a bit, Audrey, I instruct. I snap several close-ups of her neck as Owen leans forward and starts kissing her there, pressing his body into her from behind. I zoom out a touch to capture both boys sweetly nursing on Audrey's sensitive skin. Her eyes are closed, and her jaw is slack. Beautiful. We're going to keep things slow, but it's time to move this forward. I can't torture the poor kids forever, here. I back away a few feet. All right, don't worry about facing me now. Just stand in a line, one boy facing Audrey in front and the other behind. The boys don't stop their oral pleasure as they shuffle around a little, and now the three kids are more tightly packed together. Now, Audrey. Reach behind you with both hands, run your palms up and down Owen's hips. When you. There is a sudden smack sound as the mouth on Audrey's neck is pulled off. The boy behind Audrey says with a grin. Actually. I'm Evan. His brother's lips withdraw from Audrey's breast. Yeah, I'm Owen, he adds, smirking. Seriously? I say. I thought I knew which was which. Are they just fucking with me now? The boy behind Audrey grins even wider. He turns a little toward me and pulls down the front of his Speedo a couple of inches, exposing not just the hairless base of his cock, but also his birthmark. The three kids get a laugh at my expense. Ah, shit, I grumble good-naturedly. Okay then, you assholes, switch places. I want Owen behind Audrey. The twins giggle again as they take up their new positions. I give them a minute to warm back up to what they were doing, with the real Evan now feasting on Audrey's small tits. Owen is working on her neck from behind, his pelvis pressed into her butt. Okay, I tell Audrey while she's at the center of the boy's attention, like I started to say before, rub up and down on Owen's hips behind you. When you find the waistband of his swimsuit, push them down as far as you can reach. And. I wink and smile at her, take your time. Got it. Audrey gasps in reply then moans softly as her head lolls further over from Owen's ministrations under her ear, her ponytail billowing to the side from a stiff gust of wind. Reaching behind her arched back, she slides her palms over his ribs, causing a muffled snort of ticklishness from the boy. Her hands move down over the tight swimsuit to his hairless legs, then back up to his waist. Teasingly, she repeats the motion a few times, her thumbs catching the waistband just a little on each try before the stretchy fabric snaps back. Owen groans and pulls her body tighter to himself, switching sides to start putting hickeys on the other side of her neck. Evan takes the opportunity to switch nipples. The added arousal makes it difficult for Audrey to resist temptation. With the next stroke of her hands on Owen's body, her thumbs successfully gain purchase on the suit, and she starts pushing it down over his hips. I focus the camera's lens on Owen's groin, and I trigger the shutter just as his stiff little adolescent cock launches up out of its confines and smacks Audrey on her naked butt cheek. Owen gasps happily, wiggling his lower body to assist Audrey's hands, and his bathing suit plops to the sand around his feet, where he kicks it away. Then his arms wrap around Audrey's body more securely, pulling himself tightly into Audrey's back, his penis finding space between her upper thighs. They both exhale and gasp heavily as their bodies mold together. One kid successfully naked, two to go. God damn, this is so hot. Evan, Audrey, can you two kiss each other again now? I ask them, my voice a little shaky. Audrey lowers her head, and Evan raises his, they meet in the middle and thrust their tongues in each other's mouths passionately while holding each other close. Now, do the same job with Evan's swimsuit as you did with Owen's. Okay? Audrey mumbles acknowledgement without breaking the kiss and starts moving her palms sensuously up and down the sides of Evan's body. Like with his brother, Evan is teased with several failed attempts by Audrey to grab sufficient hold of the tight swimsuit's waistband. She moans into his mouth with every deliberate movement of the twins. Inevitably, though, she manages to peel the suit down over Evan's hips, revealing the second half of the gorgeous matching pair of cocks and asses. Like Owen, Evan wriggles the Speedo down to his ankles and then flicks the garment away with his toe. Then his cock is gone from my view as he pulls tightly and presses as much of his totally naked skin as he can up against Audrey. I circle around to the other side, partly to use the tropical foliage as a different background for the writhing children and partly because I hope that by moving, I'll shift the position of my cock against the front of my shorts and relieve some of the pressure that's building up. I'm not succeeding with my second rationale, unfortunately. Ah well. All right, boys, I murmur. See what you can do with those knots. It only takes seconds for them to show what they can do because it's pretty simple. I take some great close-up images of Owen pulling the knot free on Audrey's hip that I can see, followed by the slender strings falling away from her bare hip, and finally, the tiny thong is pulled away and flung clear by Evan. All three kids make really happy noises as the twins and Audrey sandwich their fully nude bodies securely together. Evan and Audrey's mouths only separate long enough for brief coos and groans of pleasure, and Owen is lovingly attacking the nape of Audrey's neck. The boys are thrusting their hips at a measured pace, humping out of a biological need that I can understand, regardless of my desire for them to take things slow. Their thrusts are coordinated, lunging forward at the same time. I crouch all the way down to the sand and shoot from an upward camera angle beside Owen. With each hump of the boy, I can briefly see the knobs of the twins' boy dicks sliding beside each other between Audrey's legs, the tops of their shafts glistening with lubrication provided by rubbing on her excited pussy. Oh fuck, this is nice. The pressure from my shorts on my cock is almost unbearable, and the ache in my balls rises up another notch. I keep taking photos with my right hand while I fumble with the drawstring of my shorts with my left. Finally, I find the correct end and pull out the knot, loosening the waistband, allowing me to push them down over my hips and ass. I gasp in momentary relief as my cock forcefully springs free. After extricating myself fully from my shorts, I instinctively give the shaft a quick tug. It is so engorged, more than any time I can remember. Hard as a rock, twitching slightly with each beat of my heart and almost red in color. But I've got no time to do anything about that. I have to guide the kids to the next phase of my informal script. All right, guys. I call out, still crouched down. They look over at me, smirking widely at me as they notice my naked condition for the first time. Lower yourselves down to your knees, but keep hold of each other. The kids snicker as they awkwardly fumble through the task, trying to coordinate their movements without having to pull their bodies apart. Owen stumbles as he and Audrey trip over each other's feet and drop to their knees in the sand, bumping into Evan. Oof. Audrey cries out, laughing. You two are squashing me. Sorry. They apologize, grinning and taking the opportunity to help her by holding and groping her body with their hands all over as they pull apart for a moment. Audrey takes hold of the opportunity as well, reaching down in front of and behind herself to grab hold of two erect cocks. She pumps them both slowly, enjoying the power and control she has over the boys. They're enjoying it, as well, moaning with pleasure with every stroke of Audrey's fists. She continues this for a minute or so. Then she looks at me, stops jerking her flesh toys, and lets go. I nod in approval, satisfied that she understands that it's time to move on. She and I share a devious smile as the boys complain pitifully at the interruption of their handjobs. This part will be a little more complicated, and I lower my camera. Owen, back up a bit, I say next. Owen reluctantly releases Audrey and back walks on his knees. You too, I say to Evan and Audrey, spread your knees apart. The kids maneuver around, still holding onto each other's waists, their bodies pressed together from thighs to foreheads. Satisfied that they have opened their knees wide enough, I look back to Owen. Okay. Now sit down and put your feet in between their legs. Like, with no towel? Owen asks. Just sit down right on the sand? Yep. You don't need a towel, I reply, smiling. Just keep your junk out of the sand. It'll be fine. Gingerly, Owen sets his bare butt down on the beach behind Audrey, and I motion for him to scooch forward until her ass is directly in front of his face. He gets an evil grin on his face and plants a big smooch on each cheek. Audrey shrieks with delight, and I chuckle. Now lay down, I tell Owen, right down on your back. He complies, fully reclining in the soft sand, his hands resting on Audrey's calves as she straddles him. He wiggles to even out the sand beneath him, his erect penis waggling along with his body. Next, I address Audrey. You were feeling awfully flexible earlier back in the cabin, I tell her softly. Want to try something like that again? She smiles broadly and nods. Okay then. Recline back. Her eyes light up as she understands what I'm thinking of. Evan understands as well, and he lets go of his hold on Audrey's body. I touch my hand lightly behind her back to give her support if she needs it. But she doesn't. Putting all her weight on her knees and ankles, her well-exercised stomach and leg muscles are easily strong enough to lower herself gracefully backward, her body coming to rest atop Owen's chest in a reclining hero yoga pose. His cock catches briefly under her butt but then is free and sticking straight up, between her legs and bumping up against her pussy. Then Audrey relaxes, both children exhaling heavily as Owen's arms wrap comfortingly across her abdomen and chest, cupping one of her breasts. I'm taking pictures again now, and it's such a beautiful image. Then they are squirming again, pelvises flexing as Owen's length saws slowly up and down, rubbing up against her sex. Evan watches, straddling Owen's shins, with his cock protruding straight out. He looks awestruck at the way Audrey is splayed open and how Owen's penis is pumping up and down between her legs, seeking a hole to sink into. Their cute noises of arousal are starting to get louder again. I nudge Evan on his shoulder. You ready to help your brother? I ask him. Help him how? He asks, still staring intently down at the crotches of the other two kids. I remember I haven't yet told Evan his part in this plan. You're going to help Owen to make Audrey feel good, I tell him. Keep touching her, using your hands on her. Once he's inside her, you keep working on her tits and pussy. Then you can jerk off on them when they're done or try to come at the same time. Oh. Okay. Evan exclaims agreeably as I refocus my camera. He grins and leans forward, firmly squeezes one hand onto Audrey's unoccupied breast, and starts thumbing her clit vigorously with his other hand. Oh oh ah ah. Audrey moans loudly. Not so fast, not so fast, not so fast. Evan stops short. Owen also freezes his mouth right beside her ear. Are you okay? He asks softly, with genuine concern. Yeah. She gasps. I just want things to last. Want you guys to have fun, too. Smart girl. I murmur, gliding around the trio, capturing images as fast as my camera can take them. The boys get back to lightly caressing and fingering Audrey's erogenous zones while she reaches between her legs to rub Owen's cock between her pussy lips with one hand and gently tugging on Evan's cock with her other. No one says anything for the next couple of minutes. At least, no articulable words are spoken. But there are plenty of unintelligible grunts and heaving breaths to harmonize with the sounds of smooth skin sliding against skin and moist sounds of fingers manipulating genitals. Audrey, I announce, we're going to see how tight your bum is now, all right? Okay, she replies with confidence. I can tell she is resolute in her decision to do this. I put a hand on Evan's back. See if you can slide your finger in, okay? Okay, Mr. H, Evan responds seriously. With his left hand, he guides Audrey's hand, and Owen's cock with it, down and away from between her legs. With his right, he feels to find her puckered asshole. Can you try to open up now? He asks Audrey politely. Audrey giggles, then through the camera's small screen, I see her flex the muscles below her digestive tract. Immediately, Evan's index finger disappears into her rectum, making her gasp. Evan carefully moves his finger in and out, twisting the angle of his finger as he goes. Are you okay, lil bit? I ask. Audrey groans in the affirmative. I grin and glance at Evan. How's she feel? Good, I think. It's really slippery in there. He replies, grinning back at me. You must have put a lot of that oil in. Always better to have too much than not enough, I tell him, setting the camera down for a moment. Remember, the inside of your butt isn't naturally slippery, and if you don't have lube, it can be really painful for both people. Also, make sure her opening has plenty of oil all the way around it. Evan works the tip of his finger around the inside surface of the ring of muscle, making Audrey squirm. I look closely at his work, and I'm pretty sure that Owen's slimish tool will be a snug but perfect fit for Audrey's virgin asshole. While he's doing this, I retrieve the can of oil from the beach bag. After taking off the lid, I touch the open can to Audrey's hand, still wrapped around Owen's prick between her thighs. All right, I tell Audrey, knowing she can't see from her position laying back on the boy's chest, feel into the can and scoop up a little oil, then rub it on Owen's cock. That'll help, as well. Audrey dutifully follows my instructions, thoroughly enjoying the way Owen writhes and moans beneath her as she slathers his penis in the natural lubricant. I think they're more than ready now, and I motion to Evan to remove his greasy finger from Audrey. Fascinated, I watch the hole wink closed again, although I know it will open again easily. I prepare myself and my camera and clear my dry throat. Okay, guys. I think it's time. I can't see down there, Owen notes, his voice cracking from the excitement. How? What do I? It's okay, I assure him. Evan will aim you. Evan nods and grasps Owen's slick cock away from Audrey, squeezing and jerking it lightly. I lock eyes with my girl. You ready? Her eyes are twinkling with a mix of determination and lust. Aha! She pants, holding a fist up to me. I chuckle and return the fist bump. Good. I tell her, restabilizing the camera. Lift your bum up off of Owen, and slide your shoulders down his chest, just an inch or so. She arches her back and butt up and wiggles into position, her back door now directly over the base of Owen's cock. I'm in position as well, ready to capture this moment. Okay. Evan, aim Owen towards her butthole. Evan peers through Audrey's thighs and carefully positions Owen's shaft straight up, the circumcised head pushing apart her cheeks and slotting against her closed anus. She gasps in anticipation. And now, Audrey, open yourself up. And let your butt come down. Slowly. Audrey is using a lot of different muscles to hold herself up in such an unusual position. Her stomach is tense in order to hold the arch in her back. Now I've asked her to open her sphincter as well. I had been unaware that controlling so many muscle groups within her abdomen in unfamiliar combinations at once could turn out to be challenging. Just as she's flexing her anal opening, her ability to hold the arch suddenly disappears and her torso drops down heavily. With only one direction open for it to go, Owen's cock is driven straight into Audrey's rectum, bending upwards to follow the channel back toward her colon. In the blink of an eye, Owen is balls deep in her. Oh shit. Both kids cry out urgently at the sudden deep penetration. Audrey's eyes are huge, and her mouth hangs open as she pants hard and groans loudly with each exhale. Audrey. I almost shout. Are you okay? Audrey manages to nod her head up and down as she continues to pant and moan, gazing in a wide-eyed and slack-jawed vacant stare, straight up to the sky. She's overwhelmed by new sensations, but I'm glad she's apparently not feeling too much discomfort. I check out Owen as well, but I guess I need not worry about him. It's obvious he's pretty happy with his lot in life at the moment. He's panting as well, but in an extremely cute little high-pitched note, and his smiling face is a mask of pure ecstasy. His arms are wrapped around Audrey supportively, and he's giving her small kisses on her neck. How's it feel? Evan asks, surprising me with how earnestly he's taking his role as coach and caretaker. His palms rest on Audrey's thighs, his cock rigid and sticking straight out. Both of the other kids answer at the same time. Full. Mutters Audrey, while Owen gasps, tight. All three find that funny, Audrey managing to gasp out a giggle and Owen a stunted guffaw. Owen gives his hips a little thrust, probably out of instinct. Audrey groans loudly again. Wait. She cries out. Just give me. A minute. Okay? She stammers through her heavy breaths. Okay, whispers Owen, tense but still. His breathing is ragged, undoubtedly feeling tremendous pleasure with his dick buried deep in Audrey's hot tunnel. Satisfied that Audrey is handling the intrusion as well as could be expected, I return to my photography. Owen has found himself so far inside Audrey that his pubescent ballsack is pressed directly up to her taint, leaving no visible sign at all of his cock. Good lord, this is getting me very bothered. I glance at Evan, who is staring enraptured at where his brother's dick disappears into their friend's ass. I think he's at least as turned on by this as I am. Evan, I murmur, why don't you try touching Audrey again? Lightly. Caress her, like a light massage. I bet that would help. Right, he murmurs back, forcing himself to tear his eyes away. He starts sliding his fingers and palms over Audrey's skin, not grabbing or pinching, just gentle petting and stroking. I notice a difference right away as Audrey's heaving breaths begin to settle down. Within a minute or so, she's still breathing deeply, but her noises sound much less anxious. Are you okay now? Evan asks. Yeah. Audrey sighs, still gazing skyward. It feels weird, I guess, but good, too. You feel incredible. Owen adds dreamily, squeezing Audrey's body a little harder. I love the way we fit together. His hips spasm again, pushing up against her, forcing his cock to twitch within her.
Ah.
Audrey moans. That feels so. Can you? Please do that. Again. Owen obliges. He pulls back gently, his cock withdrawing no more than an inch, then eases it back in, continuing to push for a second after hitting bottom. And then, he repeats the process very carefully and slowly. A cute little grunt escapes his throat with each small thrust, in time with groans from Audrey. Oh my god. She gasps haltingly, your thing. Is way bigger. Than your finger. She pauses to whimper through several small pelvic lunges, pushes her head back over to one of Owen's shoulders, and turns to bring their faces close together. But also feels. Way. More awesome. With that, she mashes a deep kiss onto Owen, humming slow staccato noises of pleasure directly into his mouth. Dutifully encouraged, Owen kisses back while increasing the tempo of his humping slightly, pulling out a bit further with each deliberate thrust. Meanwhile, Evan is working his light massage higher on Audrey's body, working over her breasts. He coaxes her legs apart a little further so he can kneel on the sand in between her knees and Owen's thighs. Then he leans forward so he can reach higher on Audrey's body. His butt is now blocking my ability to snap more images of the base of Owen's dick bobbing in and out of Audrey's bum hole, but I probably have enough shots of that already. Lowering his head, Evan takes one of Audrey's nipples into his mouth once again, sucking and squirming in rhythm with his brother's thrusts while running his palms up and down the sides of her body from her face down to her legs and back again. Audrey's moans convey her appreciation of Evan's efforts. Panting, she breaks off her kiss with Owen and smiles broadly at him. Mind if you're brother gets a kiss too? She rasps. Owen grins. Go. Ahead, He replies, his pace of fucking continuing unabated. I love the way these kids don't show any jealousy towards one another, even in the middle of brand new sexual experiences. Their genuine affection is obvious to see through my camera's lens. Audrey takes Evan's face in her hands, where he is suckling on her nipple. She pulls gently, and Evan crawls higher up on top of her body so that they can energetically share their tongues and lips with each other. Owen latches his mouth back onto Audrey's neck. All three of their bodies are in synchronized squirming now. With their faces now also close together, I have to get some close-up shots so we can preserve what these emotions look like. Audrey twists her face back to Owen, and they engage in another sloppy kiss. Then the twins exchange a look, and they also lean together, stretching their necks to lock lips in a passionate smooch of brotherly love. Audrey doesn't want to be left out, and she inserts herself from the side as best she can, tittering lightly through her rhythmic grunts as they engage in a three-way French kiss. There's a childlike silliness to all this, but also an aura of intense sexuality that just exudes from these preteen children. The combination is so potent. And it makes the images of their faces as they share this so fucking sexy. And then, the expressions on their faces all simultaneously transform to surprise, even shock. Their bodies cease their coordinated humping. What happened? What's wrong? I immediately ask. Audrey's eyes are wide again, and her mouth has formed a small O. She is beginning to take short, rapid breaths. Evan's jaw is slack, his eyes unfocused. Only Owen seems to have some of his wits about him. What the fuck, dude? He whispers, awe in his voice. Did you just? And then I start to suspect what has just happened. I look at the bodies in front of me and instantly note that Evan has laid down on top of Audrey to participate in all the kissing from moments ago. He's directly on top of her, his pelvis resting on her crotch between her spread knees, where a moment ago, his body was practically thrashing atop hers. I spring to my feet and crouch back down close to the boy's feet, peering down between Evan's legs. Christ almighty, it did happen. I swallow hard as I examine two young scrotums resting together, Evan's laying on top of Owen's. More significant than that, however, is that the penises that accompany those two sets of testicles are both now planted deep within Audrey. Owen's is still in her butt, while Evan has buried his in her pussy. When he was humping on her, he must have been sliding his cock over top of her gash, where the tip of his dick inadvertently lodged into her vagina on his last lunge, and he sank into her to the hilt in one stroke. The twins have accidentally double penetrated her. I didn't intend this to happen or even think of the possibility. But now that it has. Oh my fucking god, how outrageously hot is this? I feel an involuntary twitching in my stiff, neglected member. Jesus, I need to make myself come so bad. But I can't, I can't miss any of what is happening. I remember I'm holding a camera in my hands, and I use it to commit the insanely arousing images to its flash memory card. But before I let myself get any further carried away, I lean over to check on Audrey to make sure this all isn't too much for her. She's taking in large gulps of air but at a measured pace, such that I don't think she's in any danger of hyperventilating. Holy crap, Lil Bit. Are you alright?
I'm not sure yet.
She manages to reply between deep breaths. Evan turns his head cautiously toward me. Mr. H, he asks in a quivering murmur.
I'm inside her.
Right?
I nod in the affirmative.
He whispers a quick fuck to himself.
Owen speaks to me next.
Is this?
I don't know.
He pauses, searching for the right word, aloud. I force myself to not chuckle at his question since he's completely serious. I'm sure the twins have never considered that two boys could ever fuck one girl at the same time. Anything's allowed, as long as everyone's okay with it, I answer him. But we have to ask Audrey, too. Then I lean into Audrey once more.
Hey, I didn't plan on this happening, I tell her gently.
You don't have to do this.
What are you feeling now?
I fully expect her to ask Evan to get off of her.
I feel really full. She says haltingly.
A brave smile grows at the edges of her mouth, but
I don't
want to stop.
I actually feel my eyes widen.
Are you serious, Lil Bit?
Really?
Asks Owen, almost incredulous.
You sure, dudette?
Adds a gobsmacked Evan.
Audrey closes her eyes, takes in another big lungful of air, and exhales heavily.
She smiles to herself, looking content in herself and her decision. She turns her head and meets Owen's eyes.
I want you.
She looks back up to Evan, and you. Then she closes her eyes again, almost serenely, to both fuck me.
Oh, fuck me, indeed.
I can't believe my girl is so freaky.
My poor, lonely, super hard cock twitches again.
I glance down to see beads of precum collecting at the tip of my glands before dripping down to the sand. I'm not sure Audrey is truly ready to be double-teamed like this, but a hard, throbbing part of me certainly is excited to see her try. For their part, the boys don't pause to contemplate the wisdom of Audrey's choice. Immediately, both of them pull back their hips and then push themselves back in.
Fuck.
They both groan in unison.
Ah.
Wails Audrey. She takes another big breath as the twins withdraw, then lets loose again when they carefully slide into her again.
Oh yeah, she cries out again, it's so.
Moo. She cries out as she is filled a third time. And with that, just as she asked them to, Evan and Owen both start fucking her, albeit pretty gently and slowly to start with. Being such close twins, I'm not surprised that they establish the same rhythm, flexing their hips at the same time, thrusting into Audrey together. The twins' faces are masks of concentration, wincing a little with each slow, coordinated push.
Fuck.
Evan mutters, grimacing, so.
Tight.
Yeah.
Tighter than
before. Owen grunts through his clenched jaw. With each deep invasion of both her orifices, Audrey groans loudly. It sounds kind of painful, actually, and with her eyes squeezed shut tightly, her facial expression doesn't exactly convey pleasure. I snap a few awfully hot pictures, but I'm concerned for her.
Hold up, guys, I tell the boys.
They moan through another thrust and stop moving when they are fully inside their respective holes. Audrey bellows out another intense cry. I lean in closer to their faces.
This is hurting you, I murmur to Audrey bluntly, setting aside any pretense of playing along to sexy role-playing.
She huffs several breaths, eyes still shut tight.
It doesn't really hurt, she grumbles.
I can do it.
I sigh at her stubbornness.
Lil Bit, sex isn't supposed to be something you endure, just because you can take it.
It should be pleasurable.
And it doesn't look to me like this is very fun.
I don't want you to do it if it hurts you, whispers Owen, his mouth right next to Audrey's ear.
Me neither, adds Evan softly, his compassionate expression the same as his brother's.
But I said it doesn't hurt.
She fires back at me, still gasping.
Well, not.
Not really.
I'm just so
stuffed.
Like everything up there is.
Getting squished up when
they're inside me like this.
So it is uncomfortable, then.
I confirm, leading to a reluctant nod.
In my mind, that settles it.
Then, we need to stow.
Wait.
Evan says suddenly, looking down at his brother.
If it's, like, both of us at the same time, that's the problem.
Yeah, Oh yeah. Chimes in Owen excitedly, instantly understanding his twin's thoughts.
Dudette, can you let us try one more thing? Please.
Okay. Mutters Audrey, unsure of what the boys are talking about. But, frankly, I'm curious too.
Evan puts his hands on the sand to either side of Owen's chest, pushing himself up and taking his weight off of Audrey, his cock still firmly planted inside her pussy.
All right, I'll start, he murmurs to Owen, who nods back. With careful, controlled effort, Evan pulls his hips back, his young penis coming close to falling out of Audrey's vagina, though he keeps the tip lodged in the mouth of the slick tunnel. Audrey noticeably relaxes. Then, just as he begins easing back in, Owen is pulling his hard dick out of her hot ass, leaving just the knob of his shaft inside the tight outer ring as Evan bottoms out gently.
The boys gasp. Audrey inhales sharply and moans, but it's a happy-sounding moan. After a few seconds, the boys start to reverse their positions again, with Owen sliding deeper back into Audrey's ass and Evan withdrawing from her pussy.
I get what the boys are doing now. They're trying to make sure that their timing is synchronized now so that they're not fully inside her at the same time, hoping that will make things less compressed for Audrey.
This is really good thinking.
And it looks like it might be working. Whether it's Evan's weight no longer pushing down on her or not being filled up completely at once, Audrey clearly is not feeling the need to fight it any longer. After Owen's cock completes its maximum penetration and begins pulling back, Audrey emits a new kind of sound as Evan pushes forward again.
Oh ooh ah ah oh.
She moans, repeating a similar noise after the pistoning actions reverse directions once more. Her mouth is agape. And her eyes are so huge, I swear they might pop out of her skull. I think it's safe to say she is completely enjoying this now. It's also a sure bet that the boys are very happy at this point.
Holy fuck.
Mutters Evan as they gradually increase their pace.
Dude. Moans Owen.
I can feel your dick.
Rubbing on mine.
Yeah, me too.
Grunts Evan.
You're like.
Back and forth.
Right there under me.
Oh fucking.
Oh ooh ah ah oh.
Cries out Owen as he lets his head fall back to the sand while his hips keep flexing. I think I might have lost myself for a moment in all their incredible reactions. Owen's sexy grunt snaps me out of my reverie. I raise my camera and press down on the shutter against its stop, panning and zooming across their faces and bodies as it records dozens of full-resolution images per second. I don't want to miss any of this. But after several seconds, the camera beeps that its internal memory is temporarily full, and it has to pause to write the data to the memory card.
Shit.
Why can't I just? And then I remember my promise to the kids back at the cabin to shoot some of this in video. Both of my cameras can record video continuously, to the maximum capacity of their memory cards without pausing. I can even pull still images from the video afterward. Sure, they won't have the same resolution as any of my proper stills, and that does stick in my craw. But I swallow down my disdain for video files for the sake of capturing all this. It doesn't all have to be of the best quality. I'm not selling any of this, after all. This is just for us. Mind you, if I record in the highest res video mode, it'll require a lot of storage, I'd better use my backup camera with the empty card. So as fast as I can, 6 inches of uncomfortably engorged cock bouncing up and down in front of me, I dash over to grab my bag, and I switch cameras as I hurry back into a crouch near the kids. Then, preparing to channel my inner videographer, I power it on, flip the mode to high-def video capture, raise it up to eye level, and hit the record button. Immediately, I'm aware of how my perception changes when I'm videoing something, as opposed to still photography. This is going to be my first time making an erotic video, and I'm aiming to do the best job I can for this special moment, so I have to adapt quickly. With stills, all of my concentration goes into the visual composition alone, looking for that brief moment in time where perfection is captured. With video, on the other hand, I'm going to have to consider everything from start to finish, the way my subjects move, and the way I move around to compose the scene. I take my time and capture Owen's head, nodding with his body thrusts, face twitching as he pants, a bead of sweat as it runs down over his earlobe and to the sand. Panning up slightly, I follow the trail of untidy feminine hair that falls from Audrey's head, which is bobbing gently on Owen's shoulder. I focus on Audrey's face, her mouth opening and closing slightly as she stares into the sky with a rapturous expression. I record Audrey's small breasts, how Owen's fingers are caressing and pinching her nipples, the way the small mounds shake and jiggle each time the boys plunge into her. I document Evan's little butt, his perfect round cheeks clenching and unclenching, slowly panning down to where he pumps his cock steadily in and out of Audrey's pussy. I try to see everything.
And I'm also far more aware of sound, something that doesn't normally enter the equation for me. The high-pitched whine of cicadas emanating from all around us. The muffled crashes of waves breaking against the shore not far away. The whooshing of the stiff breeze that is ruffling the kids' hair. The adorably cute grunts, gasps, and groans of arousal the kids are making. The rhythmic claps and smacks of smooth, hairless skin impacting together over and over. The obscene squelches of immature cocks sliding in and out of slick and tight orifices. Fucking hell, I never really appreciated how sounds can make a scene so much more erotic than imagery alone. Evan and Owen are both being careful to not be thrusting when the other is inside Audrey. Keeping up their syncopated beat. But the beat's tempo is steadily rising, ever so gradually. And with the increase in speed, the ecstatic noises the kids make increase as well. Dude. Gasps Owen up to his brother, you gonna? Come. Anytime soon? Not. Just yet. Evan gasps back between little grunts. He looks down at Audrey, whose eyes are half closed, her mouth open, constantly moaning. You. Okay. Dudette? Yoon. 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 Audrey groans back. Yoon. Yoon. She gasps, and her eyes squeeze shut even tighter. Yoon. 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 Yoofen. Yoofen. From the increasing pitch and volume of Audrey's grunts, it sounds to me like she's getting close to popping off. From underneath her, Owen appears to have reached the same conclusion. Dude. She's about. To come, keep going, while Evan moans and keeps thrusting from his push-up position, Owen feels down to diddle Audrey's clit while also continuing to pound into her ass. For a few seconds, Audrey's groans accelerate even more. She falls silent for a moment, her entire body quivering before she starts wailing with the onset of an enormous orgasm. A visceral oo-a-a-a-o comes from her throat, followed by a very fast series of loud yelping ugh noises that accompany the boy's continuing efforts to prolong her climax. Her cries grow shorter and become choked off as she has trouble pulling a good breath under all this stimulation. This continues for under 30 seconds, but to Audrey, I imagine it must feel like a heavenly eternity. All of this makes for amazing footage. As well as making for a delightfully torturous pressure buildup in my junk. Goddamn it, these kids are making me so fucking horny. I'm not sure how long I can keep this up. Finally, Audrey has to wave her arms, flailing at the twins to get them to stop fucking her. Panting and sweating, they pause and grin as she resumes gulping for breath. Oh. My. God, she manages to exclaim, I've. Never. Felt. Like. This. Before. Owen hugs her around her stomach and chest and kisses her neck. Meanwhile, Evan carefully lowers himself down to kiss her mouth, his cock sliding all the way back inside her while Owen gently withdraws. Even now, their coordination is perfect, and I shake my head at their uncanny connection. Audrey moans in satisfaction. Then she breaks the kiss with a smack, her chest heaving and a pout on her face. Why haven't you guys come yet? She asks plaintively as Evan pushes himself back up above her and locks his elbows straight again. I hit pause on the recording and answer for the twins. Boys usually can't orgasm as often as girls, I tell her. They've already come twice this morning, so they have to work quite a bit harder for their next one. Evan and Owen both sheepishly nod, a little embarrassed. Still breathing heavily, Audrey saucily smirks at the twins' discomfort. But then a flash of pain crosses her face as her eyes squeeze shut and her mouth flattens into a thin line. Evan instantly notices. Are we hurting you again? He asks, concerned, as he pulls back his hips an inch. No. Audrey cries back, her hands flying to grab Evan by the ass, preventing him from pulling out of her. But she grimaces again, biting her lower lip and lowering her gaze. I don't want to be a wimp. But I guess. Her hands fall to her ankles, the way I'm laying. Then she slides her palms down to her knees, back up the sides of her thighs, and to her abdomen and ribs, my legs and stomach. Are really starting to. She blinks hard, clearly getting emotional, kind of, ache, you know? Given the position she's in, I'm impressed she's been okay as long as she has. You need to stop to rest your muscles, don't you, little bit? I say. Reluctantly, she nods her head. With no hesitation, Evan pulls himself out, accompanied by a squelching noise from Audrey's pussy and a disappointed sigh from her mouth. After Evan straightens up to his knees, he offers his hand to Audrey, who takes it and groans in discomfort as he helps her rise to a kneeling position. Owen's hard cock slips free from her ass with a moist pop. Still straddling Owen's hips, she pushes herself up to her feet and exhales heavily in relief as she straightens her knees. "I'm sorry about this, guys," she mutters, proceeding to stretch her legs and stomach muscles. Owen has sat up, eyes level with Audrey's butt, and is caressing her thighs as she bends her joints and flexes and relaxes her leg muscles.
"It's okay. You couldn't help it," he replies sincerely.
"Yeah," agrees Evan, looking up at her from his knees and lightly holding her onto her hips.
"It's not like it's your fault.
But I want to keep going," Audrey assures them, hurriedly trying to work the kinks out of her lower body.
"You still want to do it too, don't you?"
The two young boys can't nod fast enough. She smiles enthusiastically.
"Good.
Just give me a second, I'll come back down, get in position, and we'll start again." My directorial instinct intervenes, though. "Since we've interrupted the scene, I want to change things up if I can. You know, you don't have to keep the exact same positions, guys," I say. "You could keep going but change things up."
"Yeah?"
The boys reply, intrigued. Audrey looks interested, as well.
"And do what?"
she asks. I grin conspiratorially back at her. "Maybe you want the boys to try swapping? So they both know how it feels each way?" Looking down at Evan and then behind her at Owen, Audrey raises her eyebrows and shrugs happily, indicating it's fine with her. The twins grin as well, and they both make movements to start getting up, but I stop them with a raised hand.
"Just a second, boys," I say, reaching into my camera bag.
"First things first, we need to take care of something." I pull a wet wipe out of its package and toss it at Owen. "Your dick was in Audrey's butt. Before you stick it anywhere else, wipe it down as best you can, all right?" Owen blushes, lays all the way back down again and begins wiping off his cock with a moist towelette.
"Second, I'm not sure you boys need to move at all."
I look at Audrey and point downward in a circular pattern.
"Just turn around,"
I suggest, smiling, as I aim my camera again and hit the record button.
"Okay?"
Audrey mutters uncertainly, looking adorably cute as the sun shines onto her naked skin, and she pushes aside a strand of hair that the wind has blown across her face. She steps off to the side and then re-straddles Owen's waist, except this time facing him. Evan is still on his knees, now directly behind her. And then her face lights up brightly.
"Oh. I get it,"
she exclaims. Squatting back down, she giggles as she hunches down over Owen, who quickly tosses his wipe away as far as he can. I had wondered if he or Evan might not be able to stay hard, but I observe that I need not have worried, both boys are as erect as ever. Wasting no time, Audrey falls to her knees, lowers herself down to kiss Owen deeply with a content hum, and reaches down between her legs to grasp the boy's rigid cock and point it at her pussy. With Owen's arms wrapping around the back of Audrey's head and her lower back, both children moan happily into each other's mouths as she pushes her knees out into the sand and sinks all the way down onto his erection in one long, fluid motion.
"Jesus, that's fucking hot."
After a long moment, Audrey languidly breaks her kiss with Owen and turns her head to make a suggestive gaze back at Evan. He appears to not require any coaching. He shuffles forward, straddling his brother's thighs and between Audrey's splayed knees. Hurriedly, he wiggles his knees to burrow them down a little into the sand to attain the correct position, and he presses the flared head of his cock onto the opening of her butthole. I have a great vantage point to record this. As I zoom in and Audrey grunts softly to open herself up to Evan, it seems to me that her back door looks wider and that it opened up with less effort from her. She's loosening up a bit, which is undoubtedly a good thing. Evan glides his palms around and over Audrey's butt cheeks and up to her waist, where he grips her lightly and pushes forward with his hips. With little effort, his glands pop through her sphincter, drawing out a gasp from both kids. Sweat is beating on my forehead, and I swallow hard, willing myself to not dare touch my throbbing and twitching dick, as I watch through my camera screen how Evan's young cock sinks all the way into Audrey's ass. Owen is withdrawing from her pussy at the same time, and all three preteens are making the cutest little noises of lust I can imagine. Audrey closes her eyes and straightens her neck, her face hovering close to Owen's, but clearly focused only on the pleasures occurring between her legs. And then, as if they had this all planned out ahead of time, the kids start fucking in earnest. Evan and Owen begin working their hips vigorously and in a coordinated fashion, ensuring that Audrey is constantly filled by a penis but still careful to not have both thrusting forward at the same time. Audrey writhes back, her body starting to twitch from the pistoning cocks in her orifices. Evan's palms grip Audrey's hips,
his fingers sliding into the crevice in front of her pelvis, pulling each time he plunges his cock into her asshole. Owen's hands reach up over Evan's wrists, grabbing Audrey's ass cheeks, pulling her down with each of his upward thrusts into her pussy. Soft, high-pitched moans emanate non-stop from Audrey's throat. The twins make little grunts and groans as well, gradually increasing in volume. After a couple of minutes of this, Evan and Owen both pause at the same time, panting and staring at one another. Audrey whines pitifully.
Ooh. Don't stop. Please. She complains.
The twins quickly nod at each other, their twinstings perfectly in tune.
Want to?
Try something. Gasps Owen, raising the back of his head off the sand.
Yeah.
Adds Evan, gulping for air as he leans forward a bit. Come here. His hands slide up and under Audrey's body, one grasping the nearest small tit, the other onto her upper chest under her neck, then he pulls gently. Audrey groans loudly as she allows her back to arch, and Evan pulls her up and back towards himself.
Are you okay?
He stammers softly, his lips right behind her ear. Audrey is unable to speak articulately, but she nods her head vigorously and mumbles agreeable noises. Noises that increase in urgency as Owen cranes his head a bit higher and latches his mouth onto a nipple. The noises get even louder when Evan starts to pinch and manipulate her other breast while nuzzling the side and back of her neck with his lips, teeth, and tongue. And then she hollers out uncontrollably as the boys start pummeling her vagina and anus again. Audrey's ass and hips jiggle rapidly as Owen and Evan's hips go to work, driving two straining cocks into and out of her with increasing abandon. The boys growl and grunt louder now, trying really hard to get to their climaxes, their immature balls churning in an attempt to produce a third load of sperm in barely more than an hour. They're less in control now, seemingly unconcerned with keeping their thrusts in opposite sync or simply unable to. But for now, it also seems Audrey isn't suffering discomfort any longer. She shows nothing but increasing arousal, even as she is double penetrated by the twins as deeply as they can. The three kids are locked together in a joint effort, Evan's and Owen's bronzed bodies thrashing on top of and below Audrey's, the boy's dark skin in exotic contrast to Audrey's much lighter tan. They're all sweating profusely now, their slim young bodies flailing and grinding and thrusting hard, gasping and crying out, desperately using every part of themselves they can to chase their need to achieve completion. My breath is getting short, and my groin is deliciously, uncomfortably tight. I can't properly put into words how amazing this is, but fortunately for the kids and me, I'm making a digital record of it. Suddenly Audrey starts quivering uncontrollably under all this activity. As the boys keep pounding and sucking urgently, her eyes bulge, and her mouth opens wide. And then she screeches. Loudly. It's the most intense but unmistakably happy noise I've ever heard. And she doesn't stop. She screams and yells over and over as the boys continue, tripping her climax to go on and on, one long continuous stream of the most pleasurable torture she's ever experienced. Finally, I think Audrey actually passes out for a moment, as her body simply shuts down from overstimulation and insufficient oxygen. The boys stop short, crazed arousal warring with concern as she falls limp in their arms. My heart also skips a beat. Audrey. I call out to her. But then she immediately comes to, heaving and gulping for air. She flails her arms wildly. No, don't stop. She cries out, almost in hysterics. I need you guys to come in me. Instantly motivated again, the twins resume their pelvic assault with even more urgency, causing Audrey to cry out again. Evan's arms wrap securely around Audrey's torso, pulling her to him. Owen lunges to Audrey's other tit and sucks on it lustily for a moment. Then he whines, almost pitifully, lets his head fall back, and reaches down to grab his brother by the ass. He pulls hard, trying to crush all three of their groins closer together, and jackhammers Audrey's pussy. Evan squeals and redoubles his own efforts into her ass. The boys' faces are strained masks of passion, as they rabbit thrust into my girl as hard and fast as they can, over and over again. The noises of intense preteen pleasure and the constant fleshy clapping together of adolescent skin dominate all other sounds on our private beach. At this point, following her brief burst of energy, Audrey has allowed herself to become not much more than a rag doll. Her mouth is hanging open and her eyes half-lidded, her arms and head flopping around. Still, she manages to encourage the twins to keep going. Oh ooh ah ah oh. Oh ooh ah 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 oh, yee ah 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 ah. She moans constantly. Evan's hand flies up off of Audrey's chest up to her chin, cupping it and turning her face back towards him. He looks back and forth between her and his brother as he continues his frenetic humping. My camera lens is right there with them. In. In.
In. I'm so. In. So fuck. In. Fucking. Close, dudes. In. He gasps. In. In. Me. In. In. M. Me too.
Owen exclaims frantically, one of his hands reaching up to grab his twin by the back of the neck. Not slowing down his pelvis in the slightest, he then lunges up once again to inhale one of Audrey's small tits. MMFFF. 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 I hear from him, his shrill grunts muffled by her chest. I'm certain the boys are both about to experience absolutely earth-shattering orgasms, the sort that blows one's mind, the kind guys don't get to experience often enough in a lifetime. Lucky little bastards. Seeing and hearing how close they are has me remembering the intensity of that kind of cum, and I gasp as everything around my dick tightens up even more. Mother of fuck. I grit my teeth and try desperately to concentrate on my photography, to capture the kids' wildly thrashing bodies, instead of thinking about how I could so easily relieve the excruciating tingling that is radiating all through my groin. Oh God. Ah. Cries Audrey. Do it. Ah. I'm. You erg. I'm. Coming nanawu. She screams out. MMMFFF. 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 Cries Owen, his mouth around Audrey's breast, his cock stabbing into her pussy violently, his pelvis slapping hers loudly. In. 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 Howls Evan in concert with his twin, his hips and prick slamming with resounding extra hard smacks into Audrey's ass. Audrey screeches again. Oh ooh ah ah oh. MMMMMGHGHGRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR
Ah, ooh, ah, gah. And finally, the twins can take no more. Perfectly in step with one another, both of them completely lock up, their bodies visibly shaking, wincing very loudly from the searing exertion they're experiencing. They have shoved their cocks inside of Audrey as deep as they possibly can and are using every bit of their strength to somehow bury themselves even further. RRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR
throat, followed by a lightning-fast gulp of breath and a powerful exclamation of "Yai Yui Sag." An enormous orgasmic reaction, no doubt, from the twins' quivering bodies clutching her tightly and from feeling those identical dicks kicking and twitching and jumping inside her. I picture those magnificent, rock-hard preteen cocks, spraying and filling Audrey's young womb and bowels with every bit of potent juvenile sperm both of the boys can muster, filling her up exactly like she needs to be filled, like she deserves to be filled, right here in front of me. I cannot fucking imagine anything more erotic than this. My fucking God. And this is the moment that I realize I'm done for. My vision loses focus, and my heart is pounding in my ears, but I'm barely aware of it because everything is happening down below. It doesn't matter if I want this or not. The point of no return just blew through me with no warning. My brain can't process anything clearly except for the sudden absolute certainty that I'm going to blow my load, and I can't do anything about it except let it happen. And goddamn, after all this, what a load this is going to be. I can tell it's going to be a really, really good one. Some tiny bit of rational thought instructs my left hand to try to hold the camera body steady, and my right thumb to press the button on the camera that fully widens the zoom lens, and I hope that's good enough to capture everything that these wonderful kids are experiencing as they ride out their orgasms. Because it looks like it's my turn right now. I'm vaguely aware of the rough and guttural groan that is coming from my chest. After an entire morning of helping these beautiful children have better sex than they could have ever imagined, the pressure in my balls builds to an indescribable high. And then the first fantastic involuntary muscle contraction hits, and it's like time slows down. The first blast of semen is squeezed out of my ejaculatory duct, and I swear I can feel every exquisite millimeter as spunk is launched up inside the length of my achingly hard cock. The experience forces a delirious cry from my lungs just as the first blast of cum rockets out. For a split second, the muscles just beneath my dick relax enough to allow the duct to be packed full of semen again, and then again, they squeeze tight and catapult it out. I'm positive this payload is even larger, as the pressure within my cock all the way to the tip is even more intense. Third contraction. Just as amazing a feeling. But the fourth blast is the big one. I don't know how much cum was squeezed from my body for this offering, but being forced to experience it being fired out is catastrophically pleasurable. I hear myself yell out in pain, a truncated "ugh." Probably as loud as I can. Fuck, this feels unbelievably awesome. After this, I lose count of the number of spurts, I know there are several more that slowly decrease in force but are superb nonetheless. With no hand being available to point it, my cock has been lurching uncontrollably with the flexing muscles, but I absolutely could not care less where my cum is landing. Jesus Christ, I can't have been much older than these kids since the last time I orgasmed without touching myself. And I'm positive it never felt this good. My other senses start to come back to me with the final small pumps of cum from my dick. I have indeed managed to keep the camera pointed at the kids. They have collapsed into a pile, Evan laying on Audrey, Audrey laying on Owen, all of them making cute gasping noises, breathing heavily, fighting for breath. My balls tingle, and my dick flexes with one last, slow contraction, and I sigh with happiness at the feeling and the beautiful sight before me. I'd like to just fall to the sand and bask in the afterglow of that incredible cum, but I have work to do. I struggle to get my legs muscles to work and shift to a crouch, still recording, and I will myself to overcome the wobbliness in my knees and begin to slowly circle the pile of preteen bodies. I move past their heads, faces resting together as they struggle for enough air, seemingly oblivious to my presence. Then I pan down their sweat-covered, heaving bodies. They look like a delicious and sexy sandwich, Audrey as the meat between the darker bread of the boys. As I reach their feet, I zoom into their crotches, and the image on the camera screen is incredible. I quickly hit stop on the video recording, flip the camera mode to still photos, and snap away at images of both of Audrey's holes, still stuffed balls deep. Wet globs of sticky fluids are seeping out from around the boys' cocks, running down over their drained nutsacks and finally dribbling down to the sand between Owen's legs. Amazing. Completing my circle back to where I started, I note with amusement the lines of cum painted randomly across their bodies. My cum, obviously, and I take more photos of the evidence of the way I anointed their tripling. The kids either didn't notice I jizzed all over them or simply didn't care. I think they look spectacular this way, and I wish I could have hosed them down properly with a much heavier torrent of semen. Soon Owen is groaning from the bottom of the pile. You guys. He complains tightly, you're too. Heavy on my chest. I can't really breathe. Fuck, sorry, dude, gasps Evan. Pushing up with his hands and knees on the sand, he and Audrey both groan reluctantly as his softening cock slips out from her ass. I take a great photo of a string of cum that stretches out from Evan's dick to Audrey's anus. The string snaps before Evan collapses to his butt on the sand on the opposite side from me. Half the weight is gone, but I can tell Owen needs to be fully unburdened so he can get his breath back. Come on, lil' bit. You need to get off him, I tell her. No. Whines Audrey, still heaving, dead weight and her face cheek to cheek on Owen. Don't. Wanna move. Her eyes are closed, but the big smile on her face betrays any actual resistance. She moans as she lifts her face, turns her head lazily downward, and hums as her mouth comfortably melds with Owen's. Then, after a long moment, she gently breaks the kiss, and her eyes flutter open a little. Sure you want. Me to move? She asks at length, smirking. Owen gives her a small apologetic grin. Yeah, dudette. You kinda have too, he grunts, laboring. I need. I can't take. A deep breath. Understanding now that Owen is in legitimate discomfort, Audrey mumbles sorry and immediately pushes her chest up off of the boy. Better? She asks, watching as he finally draws a full lungful of air and exhales heavily. He smiles and gives her a wary nod. Still straddling him, she groans out loud and gradually works herself the rest of the way up to a sitting position, letting the ocean breeze cool and dry off her sweaty skin. Holy moly, you guys! She exclaims tiredly, staring up into the sky. That was so. So. Her face splits into an enormous smile, so awesome. I've never felt anything so go-oh-ed. Ever. She looks down again at Owen, then over to Evan, extending a relaxed hand to each of them. You guys were both amazing. She sighs happily. The twins respond with identical shy smiles as they each take Audrey's hands in one of theirs. So were you, they reply together. Then they give each other a look, smile shrewdly, and exchange a fast high five, a fist bump, and a bro shake, clearly a secret handshake routine they've shared for a long time. Audrey titters in delight as the boys chuckle, their arms relaxing but their hands remaining clasped comfortably together. It is very sweet to see the kids all holding hands in a circle like this, and I make sure to snap a few photos. They stay like this in silence for over a minute, exhausted and basking in the euphoric feelings in the aftermath of their lovemaking, appearing to be completely content. As they should be. Glancing over at Evan beside her, Audrey grins as she notices the withered state of his penis. She releases his hand, and he hisses when she playfully reaches down and grasps the slimy, shriveled appendage.
Got you. She giggles, refusing to let go as Evan writhes awkwardly with the ticklish sensations. Then she looks down at Owen and flexes her pelvic muscles, drawing an embarrassed noise from Owen.
And I squeezed you out. She observes, stifling a laugh.
Yeah, I know, groans Owen, rolling his eyes. Then he gets a glint in his eye, lets go of Audrey's hand, thrusts his thumb down between her legs, and starts rubbing her clit rapidly.
Audrey squeals loudly.
Ah!
Too sensitive.
Stop! She shrieks, grappling with Owen's wrist and laughing at their shared silliness.
I think all of you have had enough for now. You're pretty worn out, I chuckle, enjoying taking a jab at the kid's expense.
Evan snorts.
We're not the only ones, Mr. H. He says while pointing at my lap.
I look down, and even though a long strand of cum remains suspended dripping from the tip, I have to admit that my own deflated cock is far from standing proud. I acknowledge the point with a sheepish shrug, and the kids all laugh.
When the laughter settles down, I quickly wipe my dick off, then I examine the screen of the camera in my hand. As I suspected, the video footage consumed almost all of the memory available on the card, so it's a good thing I exchanged cameras before I started shooting. I reach over to my nearby bag to switch back to my primary and note that it's only about half full. I start thinking about the clothing shoot we still have to complete today. There might be enough space left on it for the entire shoot, but probably not. I'll empty it back at the cabin when we get lunch in a bit. Still, there's plenty of space for a bunch more still photos right now, and I get a new idea. I look over at the kids, who are just now helping each other get to their feet, and I see Evan and Owen have gone completely flaccid, their dicks now just soft little worms hanging off their fit young bodies. Now that they're all fucked out, I ask them if they're in the mood to change things up and do some innocent nude photos suitable for my Pintar clients, and I'm overjoyed that all three of them are enthusiastic about it. I have them go for a swim in the ocean before we start, if for no other reason than to wash away the sticky fluids all over them. Once they're cleaned off, I give them some direction, but mostly I just suggest they improvise and have normal fun together. And it works beautifully. Having satiated their lust, at least for the time being, they just have a blast on the beach. I get amazing relaxed and active shots of the kids in all their naked splendor, both in the water and on the beach. I ask them to strike a few specific poses together, but mostly I just capture various candid moments that happen naturally between them. Whether they are chasing each other around on land, splashing and dunking each other in the waves, standing arm in arm while dripping wet on shore, or caked in sand from head to toe after a spontaneous three-way wrestling match, the children look fantastic. I shoot hundreds upon hundreds of photos, and nearly an hour goes by like it's nothing. The impression I want the images to show is that they are close young nudist friends, having no reason to be ashamed for simply having fun at the beach. And that is exactly how they are in this moment, now that their sexual energy isn't so high. The twins' cocks do stiffen again somewhat after a time, but following three orgasms in one brief morning, their bodies tell them they've had enough hanky-panky for now, so Evan and Owen don't start acting naughty. Still, the partial erections make the photos even more alluring. I can't wait to see what the images look like printed. All four of us are thoroughly enjoying ourselves, and we only stop because my camera alerts me that there is no storage left. We agree we need to head back to the cabin to get something to eat, regardless. After spending the better part of 2 hours so free and open on our secluded beach, I'm not looking forward to having to venture back into public space again. I find the tiny pieces of Audrey's bikini, both the boys' Speedos and my baggy swimsuit, and shake out the sand. I join them for one last dip in the ocean to wash ourselves off and allow the sun and wind to dry our skin for a few minutes before I yell to everyone to come and get dressed. The boys suggest we wait until the last minute, that we can all pull on our suits when we get to the edge of the trees at the main beach, and Audrey agrees. I chuckle at my little nudist convert, but I see no harm in staying naked a couple of minutes longer, so for the time being, I toss the bathing suits into the large bag with the beach toys and towels. Picking through the foliage without anything protecting my bits feels a tad odd, and the kids plow through ahead of me. Only it seems they had ulterior motives because when they get to where the trees part, they don't stop. Instead, they give each other conspiratorial glances, grin over their shoulders at me, then giggle hysterically as they break into the open at a dead run, streaking naked down the main beach back to our cabin. I call out to them to stop, but they ignore me. Oh, for God's sake. Before stepping out and exposing myself as well, I search the large beach, and thankfully I don't see anyone between us and our cabin. Still, there are some beachgoers beyond who might notice the three nude preteen children that are running in their direction. I decide that it wouldn't be wise if they also saw a naked adult man chasing them, so I stop to fish out my shorts and pull them on before I jog after the kids. I chuckle when I catch up to them at the door, as they had forgotten that the cabin is locked, and they are now trying to look inconspicuous, hanging around outside without any clothes on. I make a show of not being able to find the key in the bag, and they're in the process of squealing at me to hurry when I take pity on them, produce the key, and we all dash inside. I tell them to relax while I look to see what we have to eat, and naturally, they don't bother getting dressed. Of course not. And I'm certainly not complaining, as I get to continue drinking in the sight of their perfect pubescent bodies while I make some sandwiches. As we eat, I remind them that we still have work to do. We have to get back to photographing the catalog clothes as soon as we finish lunch. The kids half-heartedly whine about it, but they know the work is the real reason we're all here, and they begrudgingly accept it. And their attitudes improve when I explain that the sooner we can get through the shoot, the more time we'll have for fun before the twins' parents return. After the kids take quick showers and tidy up their hair, we sit back outside with the boxes of clothing and get to work. The amazing explorations of the morning seem to have no distraction on them for the rest of the afternoon. We spend 4 productive hours modeling and photographing clothes out on the beach and beneath the canopy of nearby tropical trees. Being so comfortable with their bodies means they waste very little time. They don't even blink as they change outfits down to their underwear without hesitation right out in the open. As a result, we finish 3 entire lines of clothing just before I lose the light. I proudly tell all 3 of them that, thanks to their focus and work ethic, we got more accomplished today than I expected. We'll only have a short schedule tomorrow, and then we'll have a bunch more spare time. I'm impressed by how mature and professional they can be when the situation calls for it. As darkness falls, we take a local cab into the nearby town to eat at a seaside cafe, followed by a stroll on the town's boardwalk to see what there is to see. I'm amazed at how the kids are handling their new circumstances. None of them seem jealous or possessive of any of the others, nor are they pawing at each other in a huge public display of age-inappropriate affection. They just seem like happy preteen best friends, laughing and making jokes, recalling funny internet memes, and making sassy comments about people and things around them on the Caribbean island. The only outward sign of their intimacy is the ease with which they comfortably touch each other, but even then, they aren't being overly flirty. I see the occasional local or tourist glance at the kids and me, some clearly curious about why these 3 precocious and attractive kids, one of whom is obviously not related to the other 2, are all in the care of a young guy who doesn't really look like he could be a father to any of them. I smile to myself, figuring that even the most perverted guess from any of these passers-by still likely wouldn't come close to the reality. It's getting late, though. And we need to head back. So I corral the kids into another cab, and we're back at the cabin in short order. "Listen up, guys," I say as we enter through the front door. I think the colors of the next set of clothes will really pop if they're lit by a morning sunrise. To do that, we need to get up early tomorrow morning, so we should start getting ready now to go to bed early tonight. I look around at all 3 of the kids. "Are we good?" Audrey looks disappointed for a moment, then covers it up and looks at the twins. The boys shrug. "Okay, Mr. H," they reply obediently in unison. "Good," I say. "Who's getting ready for bed first?" Audrey half-heartedly waves. "I'll go," she volunteers, heading to the bathroom. Evan and Owen help me tidy up the kitchen from lunch while we wait. When Audrey calls out that she's done, one of the twins says he'll take his turn, and he leaves the room. Several minutes later, the other twin with me, "Which one is this?" is informed by his brother that the facilities are available. The boy excuses himself and bolts, leaving me alone to finish washing the dishes. I'm just finished hanging up the dish towel and heading towards the bedrooms when the bathroom door swings open beside me. Evan steps out. I know it's Evan because he's naked again, and his birthmark gives him away. "Excuse me, Mr. H," he says casually, stepping past me with his clothes in his arm and nonchalantly pads back toward the bedroom he shares with his brother. I silently admire his ass again for a moment before he disappears through the bedroom door, then I figure I'd better use the bathroom while it's free. After I've brushed my teeth and am taking care of my other business, it occurs to me that it would be dumb to pull up my clothes again so soon before bed and when I obviously have nothing left to hide from the kids, so I finish undressing entirely while I sit on the toilet. After I finish, I wash my hands and bundle up all my clothes under my arm, as Evan had just done. As I'm reaching for the door handle, I stifle a yawn. It's been a long day. If I'm tired, I have to assume the kids are even more so. I'll check in with the boys in their room, and then Audrey and I will settle in. We'll probably all get to sleep pretty quickly. But when I go to peek into the boys' room to say goodnight, it's empty. Well, not quite empty, as I do see two piles of clothes that have been recently dumped on the nearest bed. Back to my room, and as expected, the bed is littered with three naked children who are grinning at me expectantly. Audrey is in the middle, relaxed and stretched out on her back, arms behind her head and her ankles crossed. While one of the twins is lying on his stomach facing me, the other is sitting cross-legged, making it easy for me to identify him as Owen. It's also easy to identify that he's hard. I try to put on a stern face. What happened to everyone agreeing on going to sleep? I demand. Actually, Evan says sarcastically, raising his hand like a little smartass, you didn't say anything about sleep. You just said we needed to go to bed. Owen duplicates his brother's cocky attitude. And you didn't say whose bed to go to. My attempt at stoicism crumbles, and I shake my head chuckling. So I'm guessing you three horn dogs want to fuck around a little before sleeping? The boys grin and blush at my directness. Audrey tries to be suave. She uncrosses her ankles and spreads her legs. Don't you? She murmurs suggestively as she runs a finger up her hairless vulva. Damn. She bites her lower lip to try to continue the seductive routine, even as I see her struggle to not start giggling. I make a show of sighing in exasperation, but of course, I give in. It would look pretty stupid if I didn't because I can tell without looking that I'm pretty much fully erect at this point. But I still have a responsible side. I sit down on the side of the bed. All right, but we're not staying up nearly as late as last night. I'll let you get your rocks off, then you get to sleep. We still have to get up early. Okay? The kids all enthusiastically nod. What are we gonna do? Asks Owen to the other two, then looking at me. Whatever you want, as long as it's quick, I reply. Don't think that'll be a problem, mumbles Evan, reaching underneath to straighten himself and triggering a deep intake of breath. Owen shifts a little, a hand gripping at the inside of his thigh, close to but not touching his stiff dick. I have an idea. Cries Audrey. Let's make a race out of this tonight. Winner between us three gets to decide what we do in our spare time tomorrow. She looks at me for approval. I raise my eyebrows and shrug. Sounds fine to me. Evan rolls over to his side. What kind of race? Fastest to come wins. Shouts Owen, drawing a laugh from Evan. No fair. Retorts Audrey. You guys could come way faster right now than I can. Okay then, says Evan, warming to the idea. How about the winner is the one who can make someone else come the fastest? Owen's eyes get big, liking this suggestion. Audrey smirks knowingly at the boys. Can you guys really hold off coming, if you wanted to? Evan can't quite hide a sheepish expression and turns to Owen, who smiles guiltily. We can try, can't we? Owen snickers. Then Audrey's face lights up. Wait. I know a perfect way to even things up. So that we're all doing the same thing. We have. She pauses for effect before continuing. What a drama queen, a blowjob contest. Both boys' eyes get real big. Blowjob contest? They repeat, looking at each other. Yeah. Replies Audrey excitedly. You guys do each other. She says as she waggles her finger back and forth between the boys, then she turns to point triumphantly at me, and I do you. As flattered as I am to be included in this contest, I'm more curious about what's going on with the twins. Neither one of them looks scared or upset. It's more like they're terribly uncertain. You guys okay with that? I ask them. Ooh. Yeah. Says Evan awkwardly, glancing briefly at his brother. It's just. Like, we've never sucked each other's dick before. Completes Owen, blushing again. Or any dick before, adds Evan. Audrey smiles broadly. That's why this is perfect. If you want to win this, both of you guys have got to get real good at it, real fast, while also trying not to come. You'll both last longer. The boys look at each other, their attention drawn down to each other's hard cocks, each one imagining what their brother's tool will feel like inside their mouth. Then their eyes lock again. Owen gulps, Evan shrugs questioningly, and Owen turns to Audrey. You want us to? You know. Swallow? Finishes Evan. Oh yeah. She exclaims. You never tasted your own before? Both boys shake their heads. She grins. I bet you're gonna like it. But yeah, if you wanna win, you gotta swallow it all. Evan and Owen look at each other again, raise their eyebrows in silent negotiation, then finally nod in agreement. Looks like they're in. Audrey squeals in delight. I clear my throat. All right, you. I tell Audrey.
Just because you want to win doesn't mean you're not going to have to win fair and square. I'm not going to come for you, just like that.
Audrey attempts to give me a sexy smile.
You sure?
She growls playfully, patting the mattress up by the headboard for me. I climb onto the bed, rolling my eyes, and she titters. While I make myself comfortable sitting with my back up against the head of the bed and my knees spread wide, the twins are trying to situate themselves. Who gets to be on top? Owen mutters as he lays down across the foot of the mattress, his head facing the opposite direction to his brother.
Or is it better to be on the bottom? Muses Evan.
No cheating. Both of you need to be the same. Cries Audrey over her shoulder as she tries to squeeze in between my lap and the twins.
You both have to lay on your sides.
Okay?
Okay, they reply.
The mattress squeaks as the kids rub against each other, trying to find enough room to get in position.
Audrey is crouched tight in front of me, her feet and butt bumping up on the lower back of one of the twins, who are sideways and right at the bottom edge.
I mean, if it were up to me, I'd have just had the boys take the left side of the bed, and Audrey and I could take the right, but I guess that's just me.
I chuckle to myself as I wonder how long it'll take for the kids to come to the same conclusion.
As Audrey grasps the base of my, alert and ready, cock with her thumb and index finger, I look over her butt to the boys. Facing one another's crotches, they've both moved their left legs forward, each providing his brother a pillow for his head as they stare at the erect columns of flesh in front of their faces. Their right knees are raised in the air, opening themselves up completely for each other. Their arms are wrapped around each other's waists and thighs, ready to grip a butt cheek in each hand. I see them breathing pretty hard already, and they look damn excited about this. They may not quite know what they're doing yet, but they're very eager to keep learning.
You two ready?
I ask.
Yeah.
They say back in unison, their voices a little shaky.
I'm ready, too.
Audrey says sweetly. I feel her breath on my cock, her lips hovering a fraction of an inch from the tip.
I don't think we need to wait any longer.
Okay then.
Go.
I tell them. About 4 inches of my dick is instantly engulfed by Audrey's small, warm mouth. And a few feet further away, the young twins try to inhale each other's cocks. Both of these events make me very happy, indeed.
Audrey, as I noted this morning, is pretty good at the art of fellatio already, although naturally, she struggles a bit more with my adult member when compared to how she handled the twins, but this isn't her first rodeo with mine, and she knows how to compensate with her fist, stroking and twisting her hand up to her lips and right down to the base in rhythm with her mouth.
Fuck. I make a concerted effort to not flex the muscles in my pelvis. As much as I would love to just feed her all my cum as fast as possible, that's not the game the kids are playing here. I have to try to hold off.
Looking away from Audrey to the boys isn't helping much in my effort to hold back. Both of them are going at it, hard.
The boy closer to Audrey and me, with his back to us, I don't know which one is which any longer, has his arms wrapped tightly around his brother's ass. He is bobbing his head quite quickly and is showing an impressive ability to take the entire length of the hard cock into his mouth. With every lunge of his neck forward, his nose bumps against his brother's ballsack.
Jesus, that's hot.
I mean, it's not like the dick is huge, but the tip has to be thrusting past his tonsils. He must not have a very strong gag reflex.
Looking to the other side, I can't see as much because of the closer twins' butt, but it appears that both brothers are equally adept at and enthusiastic about this.
But then,
of course, they are.
They look to be doing so well at sucking dick that I think they've forgotten the purpose of this contest, which is to be first to coerce an orgasm, not to have one.
Instead, I note with amusement that both of their pelvises are thrusting vigorously and their bodies are squirming in time with their brother's head bobbing and that they are moaning and grunting with rapidly accelerating arousal. I'm not sure they care at all about the game any longer.
And it seems Audrey has figured this out, as well. Even if she can't see what's going on behind her, their movements and noises give it away. She pulls her mouth off my cock with a wet pop, scrambles up closer to me, turns around, and plops her butt down between my legs.
I'm not gonna win anymore, anyways.
Now I just wanna watch. She gasps, leaning back and pinning my dick back against my stomach and practically sitting on my balls.
As much as I agree with the sentiment of watching the twins, she's not going to just abuse my junk like this.
She makes a high-pitched yelp as I lift her up by under her armpits, let my penis drop down below her, mostly close up my thighs, then set her back down on my lap.
I don't have quite enough space in front of me to fully straighten my legs, so Audrey gets comfortable with her slim legs straddled outside my knees.
She wiggles in place, and the top of my shaft nestles wonderfully against her wet sex. I hug her close with my hands on her little tits and her stomach, then I hook my chin over her shoulder and nuzzle her ear, settling in to watch the show with her. This show is not going to have a very long runtime, I'm afraid to say. In the moment since I was distracted by Audrey, I noticed that both of the boys have started prodding into their brother's butthole with a finger. Judging by the increase in volume and tempo of their sucking and groaning, I'd say they both like this a lot. There's no pretense any longer to trying to hold back, as each boy is now robustly fucking his brother's mouth. I really should have had my camera for this. God, these boys are hot. If the naked girl in my arms wasn't enough to get me horny, young twin boys in an aggressive 69 certainly will. My hips flex in sympathetic rhythm with Evan and Owen, my dick sawing forward and backward along Audrey's dripping pussy lips. She's gasping and squirming in my arms, with both of her hands diving down between her legs, using one to fondle the tip of my pumping cock and the other to start rubbing her clit rapidly. I push that hand aside and take over diddling duty, and pinch her sensitive nipples with my other hand. We moan and squirm together, neither of us taking our eyes off the identical writhing bodies in front of us. Only a few moments later, the twin staccato moans become urgent muffled squeals, longer and higher pitched. Their hips jerk harder than ever. And then, there are two short and loud shrieks. I can see the boys both gamely and lustfully continuing to suck, interrupted only by choked gasps for breath and hurried swallowing. Leave it to the twins to finish off in each other's mouths at pretty much the same instant. God damn, they are so lucky to have each other, and I'm fortunate to be here to help them along. All too quickly, the boys let each other's cocks slip from their mouths, panting heavily while holding on to one another in a sweaty heap. That appears to be Audrey's cue. Pulling up against my embrace, she leans to her left and swings her right foot backward, then does the same on the opposite side so that now she is straight up on her knees, straddling over my thighs. Turning her head back toward me, I see her excited and aroused expression as she pushes her ass back into my stomach and leans forward. With no more preliminaries, she peers down between her legs, grasps my stiff member, and lines herself up. I feel my cock head split her pussy open, and she moans sexily, slowly impaling herself all the way down in one smooth motion. Jesus, this may only be the second time I've ever been inside her, but I'm never going to tire of the way her pussy hugs my dick so tight, like a hot and slick velvet sleeve. So good. As soon as she bottoms herself out, she melts back into my embrace, cranes her neck back and to the side, and kisses me, releasing a deeply satisfied moan into my mouth. I kiss her back passionately. I really am in love with this wonderful girl, and I'm so lucky that she loves me back. Part of us loving each other is that we get to explore all this pleasure together, and I figure it's time we do some more exploring. I tighten my hold around her torso, break the kiss, and look deeply into her eyes as I lift her body up about 5 inches. With just the tip of my cock still lodged in her pussy, I hold her gaze for a moment before I let her drop back down while I thrust my hips up. She grunts with a loud ooh-oh-ah. As I penetrate deep inside her, my pelvis impacting on her butt with a solid clap. Another lift, another drop, another loud groan. The expression on her face, the noises she's making, there is no doubt she is loving this. It all feels pretty fucking nice for me, as well. I speed up and get into a steady rhythm, using my arms to pump her entire body up and down onto my thrusting cock. She lets her head fall back, panting as the perfect skin on her cheek rubs up against the stubbly side of my face. Her hands fall down to grab onto my hips, and she starts helping me, pulling herself down even harder with each upward drive of my pelvis. I feel her pussy muscles squeezing me each time my balls smack up between her smooth inner thighs. Holy Christ! This beautiful, wonderful girl of mine only lost her virginity just yesterday and is already such a great little fuck. She's so good, in fact, that I feel at this pace I'm already pretty damn close to nutting inside her. As much as my animal instinct propels me to keep going to that sweet release as soon as possible, I can't do that, not yet anyway. Yeah, I said this was all going to be quick so the kids can get to sleep, but Audrey needs to get off first before I blow my load. I stop flexing my hips and slow my arms down, lifting her up and down onto my cock at a more leisurely pace for now. She allows me to lovingly manhandle her, moaning, oh ah, with each downward plunge. I smile contentedly, happy to be bringing her all these pleasures and resolving to bring her even more. I shift my grip on her body, lifting my palm on my higher hand to squeeze the nipple on one of her small tits and sliding my lower hand down to rub my pinky finger into her moist slit and over her little clit. Audrey's whole body stiffens, and she cries out loudly with the attack of my fingertips. Her eyes are closed, and her mouth hangs open, moaning and gasping with growing passion in time with me raising and lowering her on my pole. I increase the pressure on the button between her legs and squeeze her nipple just a little harder, causing her to twitch almost violently. HNNNNNNGGGGGHHH. She growls, followed by desperate sounding panting of Hua. 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 Oh yeah, she's close. I increase my fuck and finger tempo a bit to help her along. It only takes a few more seconds before she gets there. Her body quivers so hard I have to embrace her even more securely to myself as I continue fucking her. The feel of her perfectly smooth, sweaty skin rubbing on my chest and thighs, the smell of her, is driving me crazy. Oh ooh ah ah oh. She cries out in ecstasy. Her orgasmic groans can't drown out the wet noises of my straining penis, pistoning in and out of her. I feel her preteen pussy bathe my shaft with her warm juices as it clamps down hard, making each thrust into her slicker, hotter, and tighter than ever on my hypersensitive dick. Oh fucking Jesus, this is the best feeling ever. No need to hold back now. I start plunging into her with long, powerful strokes of my cock. As she continues to moan out loudly through her prolonged climax, I sprint toward my own finish line, making guttural grunts and slamming her body down onto my pounding pole over and over, absolutely needing to pack her little womb with my seed. Just as I'm starting to get really close, suddenly Audrey pushes up with her legs, like she's trying to get up off of me. My caveman brain isn't very interested in interrupting my journey to orgasm, so without thinking, I squeeze her chest and stomach harder and shove her back down, impaling her again. I hold her there and thrust into her several more times, the tickle in my balls really stirring, before I finally clue in that she's calling out, trying to tell me something. Scott. She cries out. Stop. Please. Oh shit. I freeze, my dick fully penetrated into her.
For a split second, I recoil in terror with the thought that I'm forcing myself on her against her will.
Am I raping her? But, thankfully, Audrey immediately lets me know that there is a much less terrible reason for wanting me to stop at this moment. She turns her head to me, gasping and sweating. Do it. In my bum now, Scott. She tells me breathlessly. I'm ready. I'm seriously unprepared for the wild swings of my internal emotions. In just a few seconds, I went from super horny to bitter self-loathing and now insanely horny again. What? I reply incredulously. Owen and Evan. They helped me push. A bunch of that oil. Up my bum. While you were in the bathroom before. Audrey pants hard, the aftermath of her cum still leaving her short of breath. I quickly glance at the boys, having almost forgotten they were there. They're grinning and nodding while sitting at the foot of the bed, breathing hard, and pressed together side by side while idly jerking each other off as they watch us. And since they fucked me up the bum this morning, I know I can take you now. I know it. Audrey babbles hurriedly. I want to try it, please, Scott. I won't lie. I'm probably not thinking entirely straight right now. Because the voice of that caveman inside me is completely convinced that fucking Audrey in the ass right now is a goddamn excellent idea. What the hell? Let's do this. I loosen my hold, and Audrey pushes herself up, my turgid cock covered with her juices as it pops free with a faint slurp from her snug pussy. She doesn't hesitate, not for an instant. She straightens her back and reclines completely into my chest and stomach, rolling her hips forward to line herself up and press the glands of my dick onto her rear entrance. My hands around her body feel her lower abdominal muscles flex, and through the tip of my circumcised cock I feel her asshole opening up. A tiny measure of concern swells up within me, worried about Audrey's ability to take my dick. Take it slow, I murmur unsteadily into her ear. Aha! Uh-huh. She whispers back. Then she takes a deep breath, braces herself, and bears down. The next thing I know, Audrey's body drops about an inch, and at the same time, my cock signals to me that its head just squeezed through her sphincter. Jesus, she's tight. Both of us flinch, and for the first time, I think to consider if this actually was a good idea. Is she really stretched out enough? Did she and the boys prepare her hole with enough lube? Audrey isn't giving me any more time to mull this over. Ooh. She groans as she pushes her knees out further away from my legs, the weight of her body forcing her to slide down over my shaft. I feel the intense pinch of the tight ring of muscle traveling down toward the base of my cock, as well as the steaming and slippery heat of her anus enveloping it. My God. Incredibly, she doesn't stop until her soft butt cheeks squish into my pelvis, and there is no more of me left that can invade her. I'm repeating myself, but Jesus, she's tight. But all kidding aside, she also feels phenomenal. Woo-a. She blurts out as she empties her lungs. It's so big. Never in my life have my hips wanted to thrust more than this moment, but I have to hold off. You okay, lil' bit? I mutter shakily into the nape of her neck, my eyes closed, holding her comfortingly.
I think so. Audrey gasps back. But I think I might need some help. Like this morning.
Help? What kind of help is she talking about? But before I can ask, I sense the mattress spring shift and feel movement at my feet and shins. I peer around Audrey's head, and I'm amused to see that she has hurriedly gestured for the twins to come closer. They instantly oblige her, with Evan, thank you, birthmark, immediately straddling my left thigh while Owen perches on my right, arms around each other's backs for balance. Both of them are erect again and eager to assist. Audrey shoves her palms under her small underdeveloped breasts and pushes them up.
Suck on them again? She whines to the boys.
Please.
Sure thing. Replies Owen enthusiastically, grinning wider and leaning forward.
Evan is equally happy to please. No problem, dudette. He adds cheekily as he dives in. Each of the boys latches onto a nipple and goes straight to work.
Aw.
Audrey wails, taking hold of both of their heads and holding them tight to her chest. Each of them wraps their free arm around her in return, snaking between her back and my stomach as they suckle away, humming happily. My arms are still folded around Audrey's midsection, so I might as well help her as well. I slide my hand back down to her crotch and immediately start rubbing side to side vigorously on her sopping clit with the pads of my index and middle fingers, which only amps up Audrey more. She groans out louder, her body shudders, and the muscles in her rectum clamp down on my cock. You'll forgive my hips at this point if they've given up on remaining inactive. I use my arms to keep her down and flex up into her, then relax for a split second before pushing again.
Hard.
With the boys on my legs and leaning heavily onto us, I don't have the free range of motion I had before in her pussy, but that's okay. I hammer Audrey with short thrusts as fast as I can hit her with.
Ah 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 ah.
She cries out deliriously as I bounce her on my lap rapidly. My leg muscles are spasming quickly, having the same effect of bouncing the twins on my thighs. All three kids are being given a wild ride. Evan and Owen are moaning MMMPH. MMMPH. Into Audrey's chest with increasing intensity, humping on my legs at the same speed that I pound away into Audrey's ass. It doesn't take long to again feel the eruption approaching. Every piece of my anatomy anywhere close to my balls is getting deliciously tight. I free my arms from around Audrey and wrap them around all three kids, hold them securely, and really let my hips go to town. My cock saws rapidly in and out of Audrey's tight ass, and it's being squeezed perfectly. Oh yeah, that's it. I grit my teeth and keep going. Here it comes, no stopping it now. Another half dozen hard, longer thrusts, and I'm there. I can't breathe for several seconds as the suspense builds to a dizzying climax. And then the air bursts from my lungs as I feel the first volley of semen explode from my cock. It's all I can do to clutch tight to all of the smooth, squirming naked flesh in my arms as I empty my balls into my little Audrey, shot after shot filling up her hot ass. Oh my fucking god, this is so good. My head is swimming as the intensity of the orgasm inevitably starts to diminish. I'm luxuriating in the last few throbs of my dick inside Audrey's tight sleeve as I become aware that the boy on my left thigh has stopped his frantic humping. Evan's body is shivering, and he's pressing his pelvis hard toward Audrey, his disjointed gasps for breath turning into a squeal. HNNNNNNNNHHGG. Holy shit, the kid is coming again. And now so is Owen, as he duplicates his brother's quivers and noises.
Geez, that was quick.
I don't feel anything new splattering on my skin, so whatever sperm the boys have got left in the tank must be hitting Audrey right on her pussy.
Awoo ga ha ha ha.
She cries, and I can tell she's oh so close to another peak and needs a hand. I pull back one of my arms and thrust it back down between the kids to Audrey's crotch. Sure enough, a light coating of warm and slimy fluid is being squirted onto her smooth mound and lips. I smear my fingers through it and cram them into her slit, resuming my rough fingering on her clit aided by the additional slipperiness of the boy's jizz. Audrey makes a wincing noise louder than I've ever heard.
Ian.
Her body trembles, and her back arches severely, jamming the back of her head into the crook of my neck.
Oh yeah, there you go, girl.
Using the twin spunk on my fingers to massage her pussy through another huge orgasm is the perfect way to end this. It makes me feel so good that she can experience so much pleasure. I love it so much that we can do this to you, I murmur into her ear. I think she growls and shakes even harder when I tell her this. After prolonging her ecstasy for several more seconds with my fingers, I pull my hand back out and allow her to come down. She collapses back down onto my chest,
heaving for breath like she was drowning. The twins are panting heavily as well, having pushed themselves hard to come again so quickly after finishing blowing each other only about 10 minutes ago. I feel myself smiling as a euphoria of contentment washes over me. Here I am, with three naked kids on my lap, all of them exhausted but extremely happy and satisfied. The boys are incredibly endearing, and I'm very lucky they've come into my life. And my freshly drained cock is still embedded deep in the butt of the best girl in the world. How could I not feel content at this moment? The feeling of gratification is overwhelming and makes me just want to hug the kids close to me and go to sleep. They must be feeling the same. So, I finally sigh, you guys have to be ready to go to sleep now, right? Aha. Audrey grunts back weakly, eyes still closed and a faint smile on her face. The twins nod tiredly in sheepish agreement. I gently wrap my arms around Audrey's skinny torso. Now that she's completely relaxed, I lift her easily off of me, my softening dick slipping out of her well-used butthole. I immediately feel my cum dribbling out of her onto my lap. It reminds me of the slimy mess that must also be on and in her pussy right now. I reluctantly think about how sticky it's going to be if we don't wipe ourselves. We're a bit of a mess here, I mutter to Audrey. You want to clean up? No, she moans back, eyes closed and her body completely limp in my arms. I don't care. I don't really care either. Good enough for me, then. I motion wearily with a tilt of my head to the twins toward the right side of the bed. If you guys want to sleep here, take that side. Okay, they mumble agreeably. Owen and Evan slide themselves clumsily off my thighs, allowing me to keep Audrey in my lap and scooch over the other way, making room for all of us. It's a little cooler than last night in the cabin, so the boys and I manage to pull the light blanket out from under our butts so that we can push it down. I position myself near the outside edge of the mattress and carefully lay Audrey's flaccid body down beside me, between myself and the boys. Before I can reach down to pull the blanket back up over us, the twins both lean over Audrey to hug me, their chins resting on my shoulders on either side of my head. Good night, Mr. H, they mutter happily. Good night, guys, I say softly, smiling as I hug them back. I can't help but continue smiling as they take turns leaning down to hug and sweetly kiss Audrey goodnight. She hums drowsily as she returns the cute pecks on the lips. Then the twins settle in and cover themselves up, snuggling in with each other. I hear a soft smack of a kiss on the lips, a muffled love you, dude, followed by a slurred love you too. Night, dude. And then silence. I think they fell asleep just like that. I chuckle softly. Switching off the lamp beside the bed plunges the room into darkness. I pull the other half of the blanket up, this time over myself and Audrey. I ease my arm under her head, and she sleepily nestles into my chest as I tuck us in. She's so adorable and beautiful. Her naked skin feels wonderful against me, even if we're a bit sticky, and as I pull her gently to my body, she makes tiny cute noises. I kiss the top of her head. I love you, little bit, I mutter into her hair. Love you, too, she hums back, so faint I barely can make out the words. Good night. Night, I whisper. Like the boys, she's basically out like a light a few seconds later. For a long moment, I lay perfectly still. I feel the light puffs of Audrey's breath on my pecs, the smoothness of her leg draped over my thigh. I listen to the light snores from the boys next to us. My eyes are adjusting to the dim light, the reflections of moonlight off the water letting me examine the faces of Audrey and the twins. My heart lurches a little as I think about how much all of them mean to me. Everything about these kids is so perfect. I know that virtually everyone in the world would condemn me for what I'm doing here with these children. And I get that. If I were on the outside, just looking at what I've done and have allowed to happen here, I'm sure I'd be just as judgmental. But despite this, I know in my heart that for us, this isn't wrong. Audrey, Evan, and Owen may be young, but they have been completely consenting participants in what we've done together, and they aren't doing anything they don't want to be doing. These children definitely don't have to be 18 to explore and enjoy their sexuality. I know I never felt abused by what Glenn and I did together back in my own childhood, and I honestly don't see any reason why the twins or Audrey will feel any different. And I'd never hurt them. Particularly Audrey. I mean, I love the boys too, but the love I feel for her is different. Audrey is mine. I really do love her. I gently kiss her head again, content in knowing that I'm in the most wonderful situation I can possibly imagine. I've never felt so lucky and content. I produce an enormous yawn, as the events of this perfect day have taken a fantastic toll on me. That orgasm fired off the sleepy hormones, and now I don't want to fight the fatigue.
I am happy and satisfied. And though I want to see what is in store for us tomorrow and the days to come, for now, I'm going to thoroughly enjoy this sleep. Best day ever.